at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about like who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV, like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the D. Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I know you like that girl, but you don't understand why she don't text back. I got what you need, big bro. Yeah, you need the man mindset. Change up the way you think and the way you move, all about improvement. And once you got this game, it don't matter what happens, you never gonna lose it.
Can't stop now, I'm focused. I got the man mindset. Right now is your moment. You got the man mindset. Can't stop now, we focused. We got the man mindset.
What's going on, everybody? What's up? What's up? Shout out to my dogs out there. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session.
Ugh.
We got a good show for y'all guys today. Let's get through the little formalities that we always get through before we get into the motherfucking game that we're going to teach. I want to give a shout out right quick to all the 383 that like the show. I want to say thank you to all guys out there. We ask all you guys out there, if you can, I mean, not if you can, but if you find the show entertaining enough or knowledgeable enough, please go ahead and like, subscribe, pass on the notifications to your friends and everything like that. This is a show that we teach you game on a level that nobody else teaches you. We want to make sure that everything that you hear is coming from us. We're not listening to somebody else and regurgitating information. We want to make sure that you guys understand that. So I want to give y'all a shout out to that. Also, guys, real quick, let's get into this. We always ask you guys out there, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman and things are not going right, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman and you don't know what to say, put a T in there. If a woman is throwing you off and you want me to help you off the top of the dome, put a W in there. if you want to make a statement or you want to stomp me on, like, if a woman says this, Steve, what would you say? Try to stomp me. Go ahead and do that live, guys. We are doing this live. We are not sitting around thinking. We want to show you how game actually works. Also, guys, we ask all you guys, if you are new, because I talk to guys all day long today, and it just amazes me how I got to walk you through this. Guys, please, gentlemen, we are breaking the mindset, but what we want you guys to do is please get into your vehicles, go to your local store, toy store, Walmart, dollar store, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Get the 100-piece puzzle set. Yes, literally grab one and buy one, a 100-piece puzzle set. Drive all the way home. When you get home, dump the pieces on the table. Rip the box up and take your time and put the puzzles together. That's what we did. We're the only ones that tell you to do that because we want to make sure that you guys out there understand how game works and the importance of game. Okay, we're shattering shit. Let me get back to this. I'm sorry. But anyway, other than that, I do want to say also, guys, at the top of the hour, what we always do is a creed to kind of give you a chance to say something to yourself that you normally don't say to yourself. And also, after the creed is being said, if we do get to 150 likes, we will take a minute and say thank you to everybody listening to the show. So that's what we're going to do. But we got a lot to talk about. So let's get into it. Shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Give a shout out to y'all guys. Also, and I'm wearing this because the draft is tomorrow. Ooh. Anyway, not tomorrow. The draft is Thursday. Shit. Okay, I'm all excited. Anyway, shout out to the ladies out there. Ladies, how you doing? I know, ladies, listen. I know I said I'm going to put that new track. I know I said that. But I might be doing a long show tonight. But if I don't do a long show tonight, I will try to get that track out. I promise you, ladies, I will put a new track out. I got one. I'll put it out for you for all the ladies out there. Just want to let you know. Shout out to all the ladies out there. What's up, girl? Anyway, guys, if y'all have a question, y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. Let me make sure I open up the lines. Lines are open if you want to call in. All right, but now let's go ahead and get to what we want. Okay, there's so many guys out there. They are trying to connect the dots of what game is, and as they're connecting the dots, they are coming at a crossroads or a standstill of why they're not actually learning game. You see, gentlemen, and I want you guys to get a piece of paper out. All you guys, listen to me. Just draw two lines. Just draw two lines. I was going to try to do it, but I didn't have time to do it today, but just draw two lines. Now, just turn the paper sideways. Draw two lines. Shout out to Red. Shout out to the ladies in the house. Red, what's going on? K-Love, what's going on? Shout out to the ladies. Now, turn it over and draw the line. And what I want you to write is before, during, and after, because the game that we're showing you, one must know his before, his during, and his after. And even if you know your before, during, and after, which most of you guys don't know, that your before might be a shift up. Your during might be a shift down, and your after might be another shift up or shift down. Oh, I forgot. Sorry, Mutt. I'm sorry, Mutt. I forgot. She's in it, too. Hey, what's up, Mutt? Sorry, I'm sorry, Mutt. I'm sorry. I saw you in there. I didn't see you. Say hi to you too, Mutt. I always say hi to the ladies. Come on, guys. You gotta speak to the motherfucking ladies. Yeah, yeah. What's up? Anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen to me. We're going to be talking about that today. Because one of your problems is that when you go around and you walk up, talk to women, and you begin to text them and communicate with them, you're never leading them anywhere. That you're never leading them from one step to the next step. But we have to, we got to ask our question, what is the next step? How do we create the next step? Why the next step? Every step that you move shows her what kind of a man you are. Every move you make, see, gentlemen, you don't have to beg for sex, or you don't have to beg the woman to be interested in you. You don't have to beg the woman to do anything. All you got to do is lead, position. I keep showing you guys, position and leading the woman. And by leading the woman and positioning yourself, you can tell her things about yourself without forcing those things on a woman. See, we're too busy trying to force ourselves on a woman. Now, wait, wait, ladies, I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that. Ladies, don't take it the wrong way. I mean force, ass, and rape. We don't tolerate that kind of stuff. I mean force ourselves on trying to force you to really like them or whatever they're looking for. But, gentlemen, the thing that I say to all you guys, and y'all got a question, put your cues up there. I got y'all covered. But what I'm saying to y'all guys listening to me is that I want to speak without speaking at all by what I am as the movements I make. The movements I make should show her what I am versus what I'm not, how I am, how I see the world, how others see me, the things that make me who I am, what defines me, what brings me passion and fulfillment and joy and all that other stuff. But gentlemen, it's not just her seeing that through me, but it is me getting her to see that in herself. Woo! I don't think y'all understood what I just said right there. So many women want, you know, a lot of women always say, you know what, these guys, they don't listen to me. You know, these guys, you know, they just want me for my body. They don't see me for what I am, or, you know, I want to be seen for more than ass and titties. And, you know, that's what it is if they dress a certain way. But, gentlemen, what happens when you're the one that can guide her to her who I am and who I'm not? What if you can guide her to her sexual who I am and who I'm not? What if you can guide her to her sexual how I am versus how I'm not? What if you can guide her how she may see sexuality versus how she may never seen it or never ever thought about seeing it that way before? What if you can take away, 484, I bring you in 1 second. What if you can take away how she sees the world, because when she's with you, she loses the world. She feels like she's the only one in the world, guys. Let me grab 484 real quick, and we'll continue, but think about what I'm saying. 484, how can I help you, sir? What's up? Oh, 484 hung up. Okay, well, they hung up. Okay, don't be scared. Okay. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, that's important, is the communication that you have to have with a woman, okay? Shout out to Red with the super. Hey, Red, thank you, girl. Shout out to Red. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, Red. That was nice of you. Thank you. Gentlemen, the communication that you have with women is a process. It's not what you're trying. See, so many of us are trying to be what we think she wants us to be. I don't think when I see her, I don't think of, well, is she gonna like me, or is she gonna be my friend? Is she attracted to me? Am I too short for her? Am I too bald? Now, guys, I grow my hair out. I like it bald. I mean, I got a nice little round head, so I like it bald. But anyway, another reason I like it bald, guys. Have you ever ate pussy with a bald head? You know, the little prickles on your head. You can like rub your head on the. I'm sorry, guys. We'll talk more about that in the membership. Anyway, but what I'm saying is that I'm never going around wondering what I am to her, okay? See, the understanding that you have to have before you communicate to her, gentlemen, is who are you and how you see yourself. But these are the beginning of the keys to understand not value. I'm going to explain that, okay? I want to make sure I got to check the lines and everything. Not value. All right, we're not talking about value. We're talking about core. Gentlemen, have you taken time to say, what am I at my sexual core? Have you taken time to describe just one sexual moment with a woman? I mean, this is what I understand about you guys out here that throw me off. That throw me off. You guys say that you want women. You say that you want sex, but a man has to be sex. I am sex. I am embodied of sex. That's what I am. But the question is, why aren't you? Why aren't you embodying sex? I know you want it, but why are you not embodying sex? Scribe, write this down. You know, next time I get an opportunity to kiss a woman, you know what I want to do? I want you to write this down, Scribe. I'm sorry, I'm talking to the wrong side. Scribe, I want you to do this. I want to do this. I want to slowly walk up to her. I want to look her in her eyes, and I want to take my left hand and bring her close to me and pull her close to me, Scribe. But as I pull her close to me, I'm going to go right around her. Now, follow me on this. I'm going to pull her close to me. But as she's coming close to me, it's like a dance move. This is going off the top of my head. I'm just thinking. I'm just showing you how it works. I'm going to pull her close to me, but I'm going to slide. As she's coming close to me, instead of hitting my body, she's coming close, I'm going to swing it around. So then she's going to be in front of me. And as I'm in front of her, I'm going to take my right hand to her left ear, and I'm going to take my hand, and I'm going to slowly, where her hair is, I'm going to slowly take my middle finger over here, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to bring it in the C shape right around there and pull back. Now, remember the pullback, guys, on the side. Remember, guys, I want y'all to feel that. The pullback right here. So we're going to do a C shape here and pull back. Feel that right there. That's just one move with the right hand. So remember, I'm going to pull her in. I'm going to go behind her. As I get behind her, I'm going to get right here. I'm going to go C-shaped around her ear. Wrap it from her ear, right from the temple. Guys, temple, all the way around the ear, down right here to the part of the neck. I'm sorry, guys, I'm trying to show you. And then I'm going to pull back her thing, pull back her hair that way. Okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to lean in, and I'm going to whisper in her ear. And what I do when I'm leaning and whispering in her ear, as I whisper in her ear, I'm going to take my lips and kiss her right between, in between. Now, this is a spot most guys don't hit. But if you see the earlobe, between the earlobe and the neck, there's that little spot underneath. You see, motherfuckers, y'all don't even know about that spot. I'm telling y'all, this is crazy to me. Y'all don't even know about this spot. But that's the spot I'm going to hit. Now, gentlemen, like I said before, that's just a move, okay? That's just one move. That's just one thought. That's what I'm scribing, okay? So I say it again. Bring her close to me. As she gets close to me, I'm going to swing around. As I swing around, right hand on left ear, go in a C shape, get down to her neck, bring her hair to the side, lean in as I do that, and then tell her something sexy in her ear and kiss her in between the earlobe and the neck. Right there, take your finger and go right behind your earlobe. See that spot right there? Take your finger and go right there. That is a spot most motherfuckers don't even hit. That's a spot most motherfuckers don't hit, right? Okay? But what I'm saying is that's a move that I want to do, right? So if that's a move that I want to do, gentlemen, then guess what? Now that I've locked that down, I've got to sell that move, okay, to myself. And then when I lock that move down, I can text it to her. I can voice message. I can video. So that, to me, think about that. That is a during move. So I already have that in my mind. So if I'm spending time with her and that moment comes, I can pull that foul out, bring her close to me, get behind her, pull her hair back to the side, say something sexy in her ear, kiss her right here between her earlobe, right there, guys. You take your finger, press there. Most motherfuckers don't even that place has cobwebs on it because nobody thinks about kissing her right there. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? Nobody thinks about that. And that's the power, gentlemen, that we're trying to get y'all to see. Okay? That's the power. But it's the communication that I have with myself to know if I'm around a beautiful woman. Scribe, and I need you to scribe that for me, scribe. I need you to scribe that. Because now I've got to break it down into my scribe. We got it scribed, so let's look at it. Let's take that one move, gentlemen, and let's move that move all to every part that I need, okay? Let's take that move. Now, I already got this scribed, right? So now I want to take it to my culinary school, all right? How am I going to put that flavor in her ear and that flavor in her eye, okay? How am I going to put some flavor in her ear? Culinary school. Maybe I can tell her how soft her skin is. Maybe I can tell how sexy she looks right now. Maybe I can tell her how bad I want her right now, but you know what? I'm going to take my time because I want to devour each and every part of her body, bit by bit, inch by inch, lick by lick, touch by touch, kiss by kiss. I want to take my time and savor the moment. Like a fine wine, you want to savor the moment by telling her some stuff like that. That's the culinary school. But now the shift of the drug, what I want to do, if I want to take it to another level, remember, I'm just using my mouth right now, but still, what I can do is I can take my left hand, and what I can do is I can take my left hand and slide it around her waist and bring it to the inside of her thigh. Don't touch her pussy. Bring it just a little bit on the inside of her thigh, swing it back around her thigh, come back on her ass cheeks to her hips. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff at you. But then what I can do now is a time I want to take it to my studio, okay? Now I want to take it to the studio, okay? Now's the moment. How do I want to do it? Now I'm wanting to shift up or shift down, depending on the moment. Dude, does she want it rough? Does she want it soft? That she wanted in between. It's based off of the mood. But also, gentlemen, where can I use this move as well? All my dogs, listen to me. Where can I use this move as well? I can use the same move as well when I make that, when she's at my place looking at that painting. Remember, we talked about the painting, right? What if she's looking at a painting? Like I told you guys last night. What if she's looking at my artwork? I get in front of her. I bring her close to me. I swing her around. She's facing the artwork. I'm in her ear. She's watching it. She's looking at the painting. And I'm spitting flavor in her ear. Guys, it works everywhere. This is how cold game is. This is how cold game is. And gentlemen, this is not something you got to do when she's face to face. This is something that you can do when you're texting her. You had a long day at work. Well, shit, I got an idea. Why don't you do this? You know, I already told you about the shower game, but let's up the ante of the shower game. Why don't you do this when you're taking a shower tonight? I don't want you to use the towel as my lips and tongue tonight. What I want you to do when you're washing your body, what I want you to do is I want you to take your time, and I want you to slow drag this the way you would want my hands to rub your body. Don't worry about my lips and my tongue. Let my fingertips do the movements this night, tonight. Not my lips, not my tongue, but my movements. But if you really want to up the ante, allow me to watch you right now. Let's go to space. Let's go live on video. Let me just watch you wash your body. And like I keep telling you, let me be jealous of the bath water and the suds that get to outline and shape your body as it drips from head all the way down to your toes. It hits so many spots of your body that makes me jealous. But I'll hold back because of the anticipation of what could happen when you and I get together. See that right there, guys? All of this is based off the one move I described. It's off the one move. And that one move can be, I can use that. I can text that to her. I can voicemail that to her. I can send that on video. I'm setting the stage, but I'm also leading her, number one. But number two, I'm trying to show her that there's more to you. There's more to your core. There's more to who you actually are. And if you allow me, let me help you find a part of you that you've never seen before. That's what I'm talking about. Before, during, and after. Think about that. What did I do before? I created the moment. What am I doing now? I'm bringing her in from what I created into the present. But if I'm thinking about the future, what am I thinking about? I can then take that moment and push to a future or create a future where she begins to fantasize about that future, where she wants to be a part of that future. Now, remember, I'm not, guys, this, I keep telling you, this is touching her without touching her. This is how we do it. This is how we touch them without touching them, by showing them the skills that we have. But why is this so important? Because I don't want her to see me through her eyes, so to speak. Now, follow me on this. Right now, every woman sees you through her eyes, and her eyes meaning she sees you based off of her perception of everybody that was before you. Every bad date, every good date, every heartbreak, every love, everything that she is, from elementary school to junior high school to college to right now, is what she sees the world as. And I don't want her to see you through her eyes. I want the emotion that you connect with to carry or supersede or cover up the perception to create a brand new perception of how she sees you, how she can envision you. Because what we want to do is we want to cause a shift in her thinking without manipulation, without deception. We want her to say to herself that, you know what, this motherfucker, who is this guy? Why does he have me thinking things? Or why is it I can't stop thinking about him? And guys, I got questions for the queue. If I'm going too fast, I got y'all covered. You know, I don't want this to go past most of you guys, but this is a game that most guys don't give you. And this is why I tell you before, during, and after is so important in a game, because before we must scribe it, and as we scribe it, we've got to be able to bring her to that point of where we're at. And if we can bring her to that point of where we're at, we change up the game. Like I say, guys, take your finger, just take your fucking index finger and touch underneath your ear. I promise you, you never touched that spot before. I promise you. And guess what the thing, she's got two of them. And these motherfuckers have never been touched before. Never been touched before. Because no one goes that deep or under that much. See what I'm saying? Before I created, then I need to bring her into that present time. But in order to bring her into that present time, that's the shift I need to show her. That you have to understand that, listen, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to manipulate you or try to play games with you. But what I want you to know, that being with a man like me is totally different. It's totally different. Hey, I know, Russ, I'm trying to bring him down, Russ. I'm trying to bring him down, man. Thank you, dog. I appreciate that. I'm trying to bring him down. But what I'm saying to y'all guys about this connection is very important. See, there are moments in her life imprinted. And unfortunately, because she gets average men doing average things, there is a light imprint, but there are key moments that we can bring to a woman that can give her not just joy, but sexual joy, not just fulfillment, passion. What about sexual fulfillment and passion? Sexual fulfillment and passion where Remember I told you guys, the mind is going to only go as far as it thinks it can go. So what will happen with the woman is she will look at the mind. The mind will say, okay, this is sex to us. You know, this is how, because a woman knows her body. She knows what feels good, and she knows what her kinks and fantasies are. But what she doesn't know is that is the, that's the end, our beginning. Her end, write that down, guys. Her end will always be our beginning, because what we're saying is your end can't be your end, because you're only thinking on your core level. Don't think it's just guys, gentlemen, that think on their core level. Women are only going to seep to the level of the individuals that they spend their time with. So if they're seeping with a lot of surface dwellers and guys that don't know what they're doing, then her level that she's seeping to is the level of a surface dweller. So she is only seeping to her level. What happens if she meets you? What happens when you push her beyond that level? Now, again, it's the most scary thing for her. It's very scary. The reason why it's scary is because what will I be knowing that there's more to me? Just like with you guys, I always say, guys, as you learn and shift your minds and begin to process and evolve, it does become scary because you start to realize there's so much more to you than you actually thought. You always thought this was the end. That's what happens to a lot of guys. They think that this is all I can be, so I have to accept that. You don't think women are the same way? They accept sex. They accept that, you know what, I can pleasure myself to my specifications. Yes, every woman has a level or a way to touch themselves to get themselves off, especially when they're masturbating. But the one thing, but guys, what happens when you show her there's a, that's just the beginning, that well, your end is a beginning, and not trusting me, because I don't want you to trust me off of that. I want you to trust yourself to trust me. See, gentlemen, we're too busy trying to get women to trust us versus showing them that through us, and they can trust themselves to allow us to lead them beyond that edge. That's how deep the game is. The game is so deep this way. Because remember, we're only talking about everybody listening. We're talking about before, during, and after. We create the before. We give them the during. And then afterwards, we ride on that feeling. Because that feeling is the thing that's going to change things up. And it's the feeling that they're going to get through conversation. Through conversation, through texting. You're not, gentlemen, you're not trying to push sex. You're not trying to push it. Okay? But what you're doing is you're looking at a woman that sometimes does not believe not only in herself, but she doesn't even think she's sexy and attractive, where she asks questions of, you know, where do I struggle and how can I improve and what fears hold me back and what judgments hold me back and what emotions hurt me and what mistakes do I tend to make and what do I do to consistently let myself down? But what if you, gentlemen, can show her experiences that not only can shape the way she sees the world, but also her decisions? Because, see, remember, you don't want her to see the world through her eyes. You want to see the world through another set of eyes when the emotions and the behaviors trigger, which will change the viewpoint of how she sees you. Let me give you a case in point. Five guys. One could be a muscle-bound guy, a rich guy, poor guy, broke guy, regular guy, whatever, right? She can, now, all five of them, her perception is what she sees the five guys, okay? But let's just say the average guy or the chubby guy. if the chubby guy connects with her on an emotional and a shift of behavior, it is going to change how she views the, if you have all five of them together, and she might think all four of them are cute, but she's going to have more focus on that fifth one. Because what he's doing is changing the perception. See, most of y'all guys think perception has to be changed by wearing nice outfits and all the other stuff. Yeah, that might get her attention or maybe her curiosity and things, but you're not changing perception. See, when a woman sees you, and this is why I always tell you guys, y'all should never worry about OnlyFans. You should never sit there and say, well, damn, she's got so many guys that are interested in her. Damn, she's got all these guys, and I mean, I just don't have a chance. No, you're forgetting. Again, I'm trying to show you. The reason why you have a chance is because you're listening to this show right now. Because those that aren't listening to this show are thinking average thoughts, meaning that she's so beautiful, she's so sexy, she's this and she's that. Whereas you're learning that I'm sexy, I'm sexy, I'm beautiful, I'm a game changer. And then when I bring that to her life, I will make the shift. Remember, guys, two types of perception. Her perception of what she is now is going to be based off, we're going to walk through this again, it's going to be based off of the past. It's going to be based off of the other guys. Everything that's gone on in her life is leading up to the moment where you meet her, okay? That is her perception of the world. But the one shift that we will have versus the average guy is that we're not messing with that perception. We're creating a brand new perception where even though she sees everybody as average, we are going to stand out. Because the perception that we have is going to connect through emotions and behaviors, because we're going to bring things out and trigger things in her. See, we're not, remember, talking at versus talking to. We're most guys try to beg to trigger things out, or try to prove or barter or take her out to dinner or bend over backwards. What I'm saying is that what I want to do is I want her to see her life in a whole new set of eyes. And the only way she can see her life in a new set of eyes is by the man who sees himself in a whole new set of eyes, okay? Let me see what you're saying here. I won't lie, I sometimes worried about being sexual because the current climate things. This is where you're getting everything wrong. I didn't say be creepy. See, your mindset thinks sexual has to be, hey, baby, what's up, girl? Let's go fuck. Hey, let me grab your titties and grab. See, you're not following what I'm trying to show you. You're looking at everything through your weak-ass viewpoint and not looking at what I'm trying to explain to you. Am sex. But I know I can bring it out of her, meaning that if I'm bringing it out in her, am I the one starting it? Am I the one forcing it? You're missing the whole point of what I'm saying, brother. Because you think that, see, because you have no mouthpiece and no game, you feel that you got to say some disrespectful shit to them. I never say anything saying disrespectful at all. I'm saying that I know that she has reached her edge. Every woman that you run into, or men like me run into, we know they reach their edge. But what they don't know, but what we know that they don't know, excuse me, is that we can push them beyond that edge. And see, you're looking at everything the wrong way. The thing that you have to understand, my brother, it's not what happens to them. It's how they respond to what we are around them. And those things are going to determine all the results that you're going to experience with her, the experience that you give her, and really how you respond or how you are influenced by what she returns back to you based off of your interpretation of yourself. See, this is why game is deep, because, see, if you think about it, you're bringing something out of her, and then because of that, she's going to throw that back at you to say, okay, lead me. But if one cannot lead itself and one is worshiping the woman, then you've already lost. Because, see, this is why I keep telling you, if all you're trying to do is fuck, you're going to fail. Because you're going to stop at a certain edge, because your end and your beginning are just, our end and our beginning is to push her beyond the sex to her sexual fucking core, a place in which she has never even realized she had. That's the secret, guys. That's the secret in the sauce. That's the secret in the sauce. Her sexual core. The sexual core. Most of y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know y'all had a core. You don't think these women have a core? These women have a core. But all this stems from the ability to how not only you manage yourself, but also managing what she's doing. Remember, see, let me show y'all something. Let me tell y'all something, man. Hold on, guys. You know I got to post this up. Hold on, wait a second. Let me post this up real quick before I say what I'm about to say. Because y'all never heard this shit. And I know motherfuckers don't never talk about this. So, guys, what I am about to tell all my dogs, everybody listen to me, all the dogs, please understand. We're getting deep here. We're going deep. We're going deep. So I want y'all guys to realize nobody's talking about this shit. We're going fucking deep. We all can agree that women are driven by emotions. But what if I told you, ladies, I'm sorry, ladies, I got to tell the guys, ladies. Maybe you might not even know, so I might be showing you some shit. So, woo, it's about to get deep in here. Gentlemen, what if I told you that even the woman sets limitations on her own emotions? What if I tell you she limits her emotions? She sets limitations on her emotions and her feelings. Because remember, the mind controls everything to somebody that is not even realizing what the fuck is going on. So even though she may felt love, it can be limiting. See, guys, why do I always tell you I want the addiction and be a habit? What if what she thinks is love is actually just a basic-ass feeling until she meets someone that can push her beyond the limit of love? But, whoa, what if she thinks lust has that same limitation? Lusting for a man. See, guys, this is why I keep telling you guys. This is why I tell you, you know it's over when they, like I always tell you, I love showing you this because this is the beginning of the end. It's already over. It's already, when they know this, when they are thinking about you, when you're not around, it's the beginning of the end for them. But gentlemen, what I'm saying is that what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay? All you guys out here that's listening to me, if y'all got a question, y'all call in. I'm chopping it up with y'all. I hope y'all can understand all this. Is that through us, the decisions they will make because of us are always going to supersede and override the value moral judgment. I'm a good girl. I go to church. I don't believe in sex on the first night. I don't know if I should. I don't know you well enough. I'm telling you something. All you guys have been doing it all wrong. See, on the 301, I'll bring in 1 second. On the surface, see, problem is on the surface, you're just trying to fuck. And that's why you're not getting anywhere, because you're showing her that there's no depth in you to where she wants to let you in her body. Hold on, let me bring in 310. 310, what's your question? I can help you, sir. What's up? 310.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you, sir. What's going on? How can I help you, sir?
I'm a long-time listener. I just want to say first thank you for all the game you've been spending out, but I do have a question.
So sure, absolutely.
Sexy-ass chick at work. And usually I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even
try to
man no chick, but...
All right, I'm going to show you how to get her. You want to, I'll show you how to get her. But what you should have done is done this in December. Now, she's at work, right? She's at work, right? Right? 310? Hello, I can't hear you. Pick your phone. I'll call back. All right,
yeah,
I'm going to hang up. I'm about to hang up.
No,
you better
hear
me.
You
better talk. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, all right,
can
man. I'm talking to you, man. Yes. Now listen,
to
me.
I'm listening.
All right. You want her, right?
There
the only way you can get her and do it the smooth way is by just, hey, look, every time you see her, just say what's up, ask a light conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, now it's probably going to be 4th of July. That this might kick for you, or maybe before, because now we're rolling into pool parties, barbecues, and hangouts. We're rolling right into this, okay? So in order
mm-hmm.
for you to get what you want, you have got to be able to chill with her first and get to an event that she's either going to or hosting. Because you remember,
okay.
We want to separate from the herd. So keep it off the job, right? You want to
mm-hmm.
get to an event that she's hosting. But this is still not you getting her yet. In order to get her, you need her friends to par revere how good you are in bed to draw the curiosity in her where she starts talking to you first. I don't want you losing your job by trying to get her. What I want you to do is I want you to hang out with her enough, talk to her enough times. So on Thursday night, what you getting into with your girls this week? Oh, we going to the club. We going to a bar. There's a pool party, a picnic. We're going to head to the beach. You got to find out what she's doing. And when she's doing it, that's when you got to make your move. But not on her. You make your move on one of her friends. Once you make the move on the friend, because women talk, the friend will Paul Revere what you are in bed, what it's like being with you, and how you are.
Mm.
Now, see, back in my day, we could do all this stuff, but I've done this, you know, because I always like to challenge myself. So instead of just getting the women at the job and shit, I would do this because the fun thing is the conversation that comes up with, you know, do I look ugly to you? Like, they would actually pull me, like, is there something wrong with me? Are you not attracted to me? Because everybody in the office is trying to fuck me, but you ain't trying to get at me. What's wrong with me? What are you talking about? Well,
no,
you know, okay, look, wait, hold on. What's up? What were you about to say before I tell you this? What were you about to say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what were you about to say?
No, like, so when I walked in the job, like, I guess it was both our first day. Like, I just seen she was just choosing too hard. Like, it was over-choose, you know?
Wait, choosing what, though?
So I'm like...
Trying to choose what?
Shit, she was just hard choosing, like, the eye contact. I'll go to
another bench, come over there.
Don't
look... Okay, y'all guys, y'all misinterpret shit sometimes.
Mm.
Don't It's like when you go to a clothing store and they treat you overly nice, you think they like you. They just looking at you. They're not going to – listen, the women that want to fuck with you are not going to put their business on the street. Everything they're going to do is behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Everything's going to go behind the scenes. So what I'm saying to all you guys, of course, I always tell you don't mess with anybody at your job. I always tell you that. But all I can do is tell you don't do that. But what I'm telling you is if you actually want this, I will show you how to do it. I'll show you how to do it where you're not going to lose your job. You're not going to mess with her anything. She'll come to you. See, what y'all keep forgetting is the cooler you are with the woman you're trying to smash, the more she's going to par revere you to all of her friends. Yo, we got this pool party. You know, there's this guy at my job. Oh, and you know what her friends will say? Oh, what's up with him? Oh, he's this, this, and this. He's fun. He's laid back. So she's already setting you up. She's already setting you up. So you go in there, you spit yak at the friends, not the one at your job, the one, your friend. And here, what I'm saying is through the friend is going to go back to her. See, a lot of beauty. Okay, the thing about fine-ass women, they think they fine, right? They think they so fine, they think they better than they think they're finer than their friends, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think the fine chick is going to think when you are bending the toes of her toes mentally to one that she feels that is not as beautiful as her? Why is she reaping the rewards? She ain't the baddest one in the crew. I'm the baddest one in the crew. But why is she reaping the rewards? I've known you longer. Hell, I introduced you to him, and yet why the fuck are you you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See the move I'm showing you? I'm not saying don't mess with her at work. I'm saying be cool with her. And even, look, here's the thing. Even if you don't fuck her, I'm telling you, birds of a feather flock together. Beautiful women always hang out with fucking beautiful women. That's just what they do. Now, they might be a grod in there somewhere along in the thing, but what I'm saying is look at her not to fuck her. Look at her to sell you to all of her other friends. Let her push you out to everybody by telling everybody about her experiences with you. Oh, you're cool, you're funny, you're laid back, you're smooth. You know, we so cool, yeah, you know what? And guess what she's going to start saying? Well, you know what? I know he told me don't say nothing, but, you know, he is kind of an asshole. He is a ladies man, man. He, all day long, we talk, and he always tell me about the women he fucking. See that shit? Let her. See, listen. I am setting you up for this woman, but what I'm setting you up is with more women. Because, see, what is going to happen is that if you're fucking with her friends, the question that she's going to ask or she's going to be in her way of feelings about is like, wait a second. I know him. I've known him longer. Why is he going through you and you and you and you? You know, y'all are just fucking this guy, and all y'all are doing is telling me all the good, nasty shit he doing. But when I see him, he's like Clark Kent. You know what I mean? He all just like laid back. You know, I didn't know he talked dirty. You know, you talked to her in a professional manner at work, right? But see, that's where things get thrown off because you ain't talking to her girls in that professional manner. Yes.
So another thing is she invited me to go smoke tomorrow at the beach after work.
Okay.
I mean, how should I? Yeah, how should I maneuver that? Should I, like, just go hard on her?
No, listen. If you're invited, go.
Just still be casual about it.
Okay, look. The ones that can fuck or the ones that get pussy are the ones that are laid back. They're not like, I mean, listen, I'm the party, right? Wherever I go, I bring the party with me, right? I'm not tripping. If she's telling me that she wants me to go smoke with her at the beach, my question is, tell me about your girlfriends. Who's going with you? Hey, grab your phone and show me some pictures of who's going to be there. Because I'm not going to smoke around no ugly ass chick, you know, joke with her and shit, right? Oh, here's one of my girls. What?
She said this is just a one-on-one. This is just me and her.
All right then. Hey. Now, I'm telling you, I don't believe in messing with women at your job. So I would go smoke with her if you serious. Again, this ain't on me. This is on you. This is not on me. If you choose to do this, you go down that path. But I do not recommend you doing this. But if you do it, do it. Hey, you know what? Do it and smoke with her. But if I were you, I would do it to move towards the pack. I would hang out with her and showcase what I am and how I am, right? But I'm telling you, don't try to fuck her. Get her to get you in the pack of other women that you can fuck. Think of it like this way. You can try to fuck her, or you can fuck two or three of her friends. Which would you rather do? Just the one or the two or three? Huh? I'm saying, what's up?
Can you hear me, Steve?
No, I can't hear you. What's up? I'm listening. What's up?
Oh, no, I said like the two or three. I'd rather have a two or three than the one.
All right, then showcase to the one why she should bring you to the group. Let her lead you to the group. Be chill with her. Hey, even flirt with her if you want to. Fuck with her a little bit, you know what I mean? But I don't want just a piece of land. I want it all. So you're going to – look, I'm going to make such an impression on you that when you want to get into something, you'll get with me and say, hey, we got something else going on. Because also,
okay,
women want what they have. Women like that, would you wait how she sound? She can get a guy with a snap of her finger, right? But women don't want what they can get. They want what they can't get. All right. You remember, you ever see Django Unchained? You ever see Django?
I don't remember it, though.
God damn it. Have you ever seen the fucking movie with Clint Carantino and Jamie Foxx? Have you ever seen this shit?
It's been a minute.
Oh, my Jesus. Fuck you, humans. All right, P-Game, look. I'll explain it to you. Okay. The game that Calvin Candy and them were playing to get in was they wanted to get to Calvin Candy's plantation. The only way they could get to Calvin Candy's plantation is to make an offer to him to get him to bring them to the plantation. See, they didn't want the slaves that he wanted to sell. They wanted the ones he didn't want to sell. He didn't want the number one, the number two, or the third one. He wanted the third best one that he wouldn't sell. So he made him an offer that he couldn't refuse to get him to the plantation. I'm just showing you I'm showing you through Django how this works. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're making her an offer she cannot refuse. She's going to bring you to where you want to go. But you've got to make the offer so sweet that she's got to take the offer, meaning how you are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, you got to watch Django Unchained to understand what the fuck I'm saying. Calvin Candy didn't want to sell the slaves he didn't want to sell, right? But what they were saying is, I don't want your first best. I don't want your second best. I'll take your third best that you won't want to sell because your third best is better than the ones you actually want to sell. So I'll take your third best, but I'll make an offer you can't refuse because even though if you give me your third best is better than all the ones you're trying to offer me. But I'm going to give you an offer you can't refuse. So once he made that offer he couldn't refuse, he's like, okay, let me take it to the plantation. But see, if he couldn't make that offer, he wasn't going to get to the plantation. So you need to make an offer that she can't refuse that is going to bring you to the pack. And that is the offer showing her what it's like to be around you so she can sell you to her friends. She takes you over there, but you've got to make the offer. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And one more question. If I can get one more.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so now I'm talking about a chick at one of the jobs, but it's two sexy chicks at both of my jobs, to be honest with you.
All right, what about this other sexy
now,
chick? What? I don't understand. No.
She been giving me the eye. You know, I talked to her last night, like our classes got over with, and then I seen her waiting in the car. So she rolled down the window. Like, I go up to the passenger side, whatever. She rolled down the window. I'm like, when you going to let a nigga ride in passenger? She said, well, you know, I like riding solo, you know.
Wait. How old are you, man?
I'm 31.
How? Can you please talk to women with a little more fucking panache? Do you have to say, I mean, is this a hood chick? Is she a hood chick? Then why are you talking to her like she's a hood chick? Then why are you talking to her like one?
Mm.
You know, you want to know what I would have said to her? She rolled her window down. And I know you're going to laugh at me, but I would have been, I said, pardon me, do you have any grape poupon? You don't even know those commercials. See, do you have any grape poupon? See, back in the day, they had these commercials where these rich motherfuckers would roll up on a motherfucker and they roll the window down. It was like a kind of a mustard type thing. Like, do you have any grape poupon? And like, but of course. But anyway, I would roll the window down and say something like funny or smooth, but I'm not going to talk to her like she's some hood chick. Why would you talk to her like she's a hood chick?
I just talk how I talk.
Okay, but okay, listen. How you talk is part of the... Okay, look. As I told you before, every woman you meet is like music. But you don't know the melody of what they are until you turn the music on and start to listen to it. You've got jazz women, country and western, hip-hop, jazz, blues, pop, rock, goth, metal. Every woman is different. So you saying, you know, when you going to let her in, do whatever, what the fuck is this, like some fucking hip-hop, like hood rap and shit? I mean, but what if she's not that woman? You can't talk to women the way you think you should talk to them. Talk to them what I always say, air, sand, water. Meaning how you talk to the woman is going to fit every woman. See, that's what makes a motherfucker with game work. I talk to every woman, and I can fit into any type of genre of music because I'm not trying to be a genre of music. You see what I'm saying? So women, no, hold on a second. Dog, hey, big dog, if 313, I got you. If you work at McDonald's, if you're an older guy, you work at McDonald's, Walmart, Kmart, and all those little whack-ass things, then you're fucking with hole-in-the-wall chicks that have no fucking aspirations. So, please, guys, please do not talk to women this way. Please do not talk to women this way. But what I'm saying, hurry up. At 313, I got you 1 second. So what was you saying, Big Dog? What's up?
No, that's it. I was just seeing the approach, how to really, like, you know, get at them if I did want to do that.
Right, but get at them by getting at them by displaying not what. See, here's the problem. You're trying to get at. See that? You're trying to get at versus them
Fact.
Getting at you. So that means you're falling in line with everybody that they're used to that's always trying to get at them. I keep trying to tell you, I ain't trying to get at them. I that's beneath me. Why am I trying to get at them if I possess getting them at their core that they've never reached, then do I actually have to get at them or do I position myself to just get around them so they can make the choices then to get at me? You're too busy trying to get at. Because the get at is saying that I just want to smash because I ain't got nothing else to offer. You know what I got to offer? I got to offer a way that you're going to see yourself in a whole different light. You fuck with me. See that? But you got to get at me for that information. I don't have to get at you. Like you do. Wait, doesn't Michael Jordan's or Air Jordan's or Yeezys, don't they just got to post a date of when they're gonna be released? And then everybody's wrapping their ass around the building because they're trying to get at that shoe, because that shoe represents something that triggers in these motherfuckers where they got to have the shoe, right? So why not be the shoe that she gets at you? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You trying to get at her, you've already failed, because you are like if you're like everybody else doing what everybody else does, do you think you're going to get a different result?
No.
No, you're just going to get at driving around, get at putting up her windows or her Christmas lights. You're just going to get at her. But I'm not trying to get at her. I'm positioning myself for her to get at me. By showing her being around me, I'm going to shift the perspective. Remember, her perception is going to shift. That's what we want. We want a shift in perception. See, she's got a perception of get at. And that's why most of y'all ain't getting at it. Her perception of get at. I'm sorry? Yes.
Shift her perception of the value you bring, or shift the perception of what she thinks of like a man?
No, it's both. Okay.
Okay.
Her perception is on the surface. All she's been dealing with is surface dwellers. So what do you think her perception is at? It's on the surface. It's only on the surface, because everybody's trying to get at the woman, trying to fuck, right? That's all she knows. That's all she knows how to defend. That's all she's prepared for. But what if you come at her saying that I will give you a shovel, and with me, I want to show you to keep going deeper. Hey, not wide, but deeper, to know more things about you by being around me. Keyword, being around me. What if I can shift how you see the world? What if I can shift how you think about the world? What if I can show you that your emotional limitations are that a limitation, or your lust, your fantasies are? What if I show you they're just limited? What if I show you we can go beyond that shit? What if I can show you, hey, without even trying to fuck you, what do you think she's going to do, dog?
Yeah.
I'm in. Because I'm not playing by the rules of the average motherfucker. That's where the shift comes from. She's got to shift to try to figure out what the fuck I am, right? So if she makes that shift between the shift of her perception to get to my perception, there's this middle area of where the fuck am I at? Lost, because I'm taking her out of her comfort zone. She's just like you guys. Y'all are locked in the comfort zone. She's locked in the comfort zone. 313, I got you 1 second. She's locked in the comfort zone, right? The comfort zone is based off of every fucking guy she has been around or been with, right? Which leads her to being on the surface, right? But what if you are showing her that her comfort zone is the beginning of something, not the end? She's at her end with the average guy. But when you are shifting her mindset, you become a new beginning. If you can make her lose track of time, you can take away her insecurities. You can make her see things in herself emotionally. Oh, my God, she's fucking hooked. She's going to be hooked on that feeling. Because listen, through you, she's trusting you and moving outside and going beyond what her mind. Remember, the mind is stopping her. Remember the mind, just like all you guys, the mind is saying this is as far as you can go. This is the edge. The edge, let's say the edge is at a 10. This is as far as you can go. But she meets you. And then through you, she sees that the edge, that 10, there is an 11, a 12, a 20, a 40, a 100, a 1,000, 100,000. And she's just been at 10 all of her life. It's gonna shift things. Because at that point, she's going to start to question herself. Well, if I see myself this way with him, how do I see myself sexually? I mean, oh, my God, what really am I? Because remember, in high school and during high school, they're always testing and pushing the realm of their sexuality. But their sexuality tapers off with the average guy. So they stop. They get a – there's a stopping point of what they are sexually. But what if you shift the perception? Remember, she's going to have her perception. Remember, I always talk about theater number one. Theater number one is always going to be there. So let's take the theaters, okay? She has theater number one of her perception, right, of what the average guy is. But what if you show her that through you, that theater one is just one theater of many theaters, and that if you follow me enough, that not only can you realize that you have the control to buy the tickets, you have control to pick the time, and you can pick where you sit in that theater to show you a brand new theater, that is going to be a shift in her thinking. And as that shift goes, now here's the beautiful thing. You are the only one that is privy to the shift. Her shift is not with the other guys because they are on the surface. Her shift is going to be into you because you're not – see, listen, you're not trying to fuck her, but you've already fucked her by the shift.
Mm.
The shift is the mental penetration that you're having to make her begin to – ready? Think about you.
Yeah.
Begin to miss you. Begin to think about missing you. To think about fantasizing about seeing you. But here's the beautiful thing about it. To then trying to stop herself from thinking about you. I shouldn't be thinking about him that way. I shouldn't want to sleep with him. I don't know him that well. Remember, I'm a good girl. I've got values. I got morals. I don't believe in fucking on the first date. I shouldn't be doing that. But yet, I can't help but thinking, if he's doing this to me right now, what the fuck will sex be? What will it be like? What is it going to be like beyond this? And that's where she's going to start the pursuit. The pursuit is you position. You're not trying to prove. You're just saying that I am here to show you something different about yourself, okay? Anyway, hold on, Stephanie, make me laugh. Stephanie. But I'm saying, listen. All right, hold on, 313, I got you. I'm going to say it one time. Okay. Her fantasies, how she masturbates, how she thinks about sex, has an ending. I'm saying, what if you can show her that ending is actually a beginning? That ending of what she sees as sex, what if that is just one theater? That's just theater number one. What if you're showing her that is one theater of many theaters that we can access together if you just fuck with me? I'm saying that you can have your theater number one, right? You can always go back to what you know. But what if I bring you over to this theater that shows you more depth? I'm talking about as far as things that I want you to do while you masturbate. Okay, now remember, women have a way of masturbating. But, all right, what most guys don't know, we'll talk more about this in the sixth membership, is that the more the blood rushes to that area, the greater the orgasm is going to be, so to speak. The problem is, I'm gonna give you a pinch of a nugget here. Problem is, most women orgasm on their backs or their stomachs, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But motherfucker like me, I would tell them while we're having dirty talk or something like that over the phone, I'm making her masturbate. I'm telling her I want her to be up on her knees standing. I want her on her knees straight up, as if I'm behind her, as I'm talking to her, like I'm the one rubbing the pussy while she she's on her knees, I'm on my knees. Like Stephanie Doggy Star, she's leaning up. I got her where the blood rushes down, and she can have a different – see, they're different orgasms. Y'all guys think orgasms feel different based off of the positions you actually put them in. I'm not going to get too deep in that, but I'm just showing y'all a nugget. But what I'm saying is, what if I carry that over and show her something different? that's theater number two, right? Mm. But what if I carry that something over to theater three when she's in the shower? When she's in the shower. But again, remember I told you about the shower thing, you know, using my lips and my tongue as a towel. That's a whole different shift. I mean, think about this. How many women have actually been told? Now think about this. How many women have actually been told to go and take a shower and use the thing that you wash your body with? Let that be my lips and my tongue. How many women think about that? Think about the shift. Wait, think about that shift, because every time she's in that shower, what the fuck do you think she's going to be thinking about in that shower? Let that be my lips. God, hey, guide me the way you want me to be on you. You guide me. But let's make it another theater number four. Once you get her used to that, now I want to be in the theater watching you perform it. Why? Because we're going to go in space. You know what I want to do next time? I want you to go ahead and set me up on the side and let me watch you rub your body the way you want my lips to touch you. And all I want to be is sit back like I'm in the theater watching you perform for me. You see the shift in that? There's so many shifts down that road, but y'all guys don't even see how deep this is, because I'm not trying to fuck her. I'm just trying to see, I'm trying to show her what it will be like to fuck with me. I'm not trying to, I never say anything about fucking. I'm just showing her that there is more depth and there's more range to her than the average guy. Why do you think I write the poetry? Because the poetry connects to the ear. That changes shifts in the eyes. That work on the whole entire body. The poetry is just me working my mouthpiece to that point. When I'm with her, I can put that motherfucking flavor in her ear. Hold on a second, 313. I got you, brother. But does that make any sense?
No, that makes sense.
So that's what I'm saying to you. Don't try. Stop trying to get at women. Don't get at them. Show them why they should get at you by showing them how you can trigger emotions in them. Don't do it to deceive. Don't do it to manipulate. Do it to show them that you know. Okay, like you always watch James. It's like James Bond. That's the closest thing like that. You've seen James Bond, right? You seen the James Bond movie, right? Right?
Yeah. I've seen a couple.
Right, right. So, you, like I always say, he doesn't say, hello, my name is Bond, James Bond, let's fucking fuck you, fucking whore, let me fuck the shit out of you. You never hear him say that shit, right? He just says, hello. My name is, not right, he's like, my name is Bond, James Bond. But through his actions, the women see sex through his actions. So around 2:30, they walk in, you know, it's getting late, you know, it's getting late and everything. And you know, it's getting late. We have a really early thing to do tomorrow morning. So I'm gonna go ahead and end this night, and you have a good night. And she's like, okay, you have a good night too, James. And she goes in her room, he goes in their room, and James is like this. I know she's gonna knock on my door, and she in the bed tossing it. I wanna fuck this motherfucker. I wanna fuck this motherfucker. Hey. Fuck my values. Fuck up. You know what? Knock, knock, knock. Hello, James. Are you busy? Are you sleeping? Or just, hey, come here, girl. And then James mad, right? Right?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But did James go after the pussy? Or did James position himself to show her why she should fuck him? It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Okay.
That's the beauty in the game. I don't.
So,
listen.
I mean.
Yes. Let me give you an example.
You're going to be
with old girl tomorrow, right? Y'all going to be smoking and chilling. You know, y'all just talk. But wait, what about the second girl? What's the problem with the second girl? What's up with the second girl?
I haven't even really, like, got her number yet. So I'm seeing with the second girl, I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is. I just talk to her at work. Just leave it like flirtation.
Will you stop fucking with women at your job, please? Please? Please?
I got you.
Come on.
I got you.
Oh, all these women have access to other women. Everybody in that motherfucking office has access to women who are like stray cats looking for milk. There are women out there in relationships that are boring relationships. There are women that are with guys that are just terrible. They just, dude. You know how
okay, so
you
Steve,
remember I told you how easy a foot rub goes? You can just rub her feet to get, man, dude. The average dweller is average. And the average woman, it's like the Walking Dead. These women are like zombies. And they don't want, and the brains that they want, you know, brains, they just want a motherfucker that can tap into something, dog. They can't, you can't tap anything from the top, man.
That's right. Hold on, Steve.
That's so. Yeah, what's up?
So back when you was a young Thundercat, you know, you was doing your thing, I guess, on the
I'm
boulevard, still, wherever, you
I'm
know what
I'm saying? I'm a 50-year-old okay. one now. Yeah, 50 years old, so I'm still one, yeah. Growl.
Okay, definitely. So, like, was you messing with chicks at work, or, like, what was your get down? Like, how would you approach women?
Well, I always love to challenge myself. Okay, I always love to challenge myself. So I got my kicks off of playing Clark Kent. See, okay, every job is nothing, is like high school. And there's just cliques.
Right.
The job is nothing but cliques. You got the motherfuckers that smoke, that take smoke breaks together. You got the motherfuckers that go to happy hour together. You got the group of gossiping women over here. You got the group of gossiping guys that want to fuck all the women that gossip. It's just nothing but motherfucking cliques. So all I wanted to do is I wanted to go around and let them see me as Clark Kent. But I wanted to fuck everybody up by showing them I ain't what you think you are. I'm not what I actually am at work. By what? I went to go find the motherfuckers that go to happy hour, the happy hour crew. Happy hour crew is the motherfuckers that go to happy hour, and all they do is get around and bitch about the job, right? But I wanted to go with those motherfuckers because I needed my virus or my COVID-19 or my COVID-69. I'm going to call it 69. My COVID-69. I wanted it to go, so I would go out with them. They think I'm Clark Kent and shit. As soon as I get to that club, I'm talking to women, dancing with women, kissing women, all that other stuff. So then I'm carrying over the virus to the office, which then triggers a domino things that I can do. Now I've got my palette of how I can work. Because once the guys know about me, they're coming up to me. Steve, man, I hear you messing with women. Yeah, man, I just got done fucking someone on the sixth floor. Wait, you fucking on the sixth floor? Because remember, I'm showing you how I'm working. I'm working the people at the job. The security guards or the people in the front, you know, they got security guards as you walk into your job sometimes. I'm bringing them kolaches and donuts and all that shit because I'm trying to know the lay of the land about the women, but I'm also trying to figure out what floor I can fuck on because every office got a bunch of empty floors you can fuck on. So I need to get cool with them motherfuckers. So when it's time to fuck, I need to get a floor to fuck on. So I got that shit already set up. So I'm already working downstairs. I'm working upstairs, and then I work in upper management where I'm getting cool with the vice presidents and shit. So I'm working three levels at one time. So as I'm in level two, I got you 817-313. Hold on a second. As I'm working the middle level, right, the guys are coming up to me asking me what I'm doing. They want to know all the time everything I'm doing, knowing they're going back to their women and talking all kind of shit about me. You're not going to believe what Steve did today. Fuck that girl. And Steve, to a point where the wife, the girlfriend, is going to either Paul Revere that information to their girlfriends, or she's going to be like, you know what? We're having a family night. Or they have on Friday, they have like these things called game nights, like where they get together and they play Pictionary and all these goofy, just people doing shit, whatever the fuck. But they have parties and gatherings. Guess who's getting invited? Because she wants to give me a piece of her mind. But not necessarily give me a piece of mind. She's spreading my COVID-69 to all of her friends. So not only am I already fucking his girl, but I'm fucking all the other girls because guess who's at the party right now? Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl, cares who you like. Cool it now. So they're all boring. Everybody at the parties are boring. Well, hi, Marsha. How you doing today? Oh, yeah, very lovely party you have here. And they just, you know, as you want me, ah, sure, fuck her. You know, all that stupid shit. So I'm already invited to that group. But then how I work the women is that all I'm doing is still Clark Kenting that shit until we're getting around springtime. What y'all getting into? Oh, there's a pool party? Oh, shit. I know you're going to invite me. You got any friends? Yeah. They already know about me, so they're passing my COVID-69 to the friends. So I'm setting all that up.
Okay.
The guys downstairs, the motherfucking security guards, what y'all getting into? Shit, we going to a club. We got a party going. Shit, going to be some women there? Yeah, shit, you ain't going to invite me? Got that over there. See that? All I'm doing is setting everything up to benefit my motherfucking ass. I'm not trying to fuck. The thing that challenges greater than the challenge is that I want them to fuck me. I'm not going to beg for no pussy. I want them to want me so bad. They're willing to do whatever they thought they would never do to go past what they think they actually are. So I'm saying is if you take the drug, you can sniff me, smoke me, you can snort me. But I promise you, if you do that, you're going to go beyond where you're at right now because I want the addiction and the habit. That's why I want the invite. I'm not trying to fuck. I just want, just invite me in. That's all I want. That is everything I want. I want the invite. I don't want the pussy. I want it all. Okay. I want it all.
So when you out, let's say when you out and you building that sexual tension, right? You're not even trying to fuck. You trying to get her to fuck you. Like, so it's a conversation. Is the conversation more like, you know, subtle where you know,
you're
getting that subtly on the sexual tip?
Hey, 313-817, be patient. I got you. Tell me something. All right, I'm sitting here with her smoking, I guess. Tell me something she would say.
Okay.
Just throw something at my wife. Throw something at me. What would she say? Throw something at me.
She'll probably start with something from work. So she'll probably be like, let me think of something. Did you get all the stretches today or some shit off that, something off that rip, right? Did you get most of the stretches? Are you getting this stuff? Something on that level.
What are the stretches?
We just had this little workshop where it was like a 26 little stretch routine.
And this is for stress, right? Stress relief or something?
Yeah. Stress relief.
All right. She asked me about getting all the stretches. All right, Pete, this is what I would say back to her right off the top of the head. You know what? You know, it's funny. I did get all the stretches, but as I was thinking about the stretches, I was kind of thinking about you that one for one second because I don't think the kind of stretching you're doing is going to actually release the kind of tension that you have right now. I mean, you know, well, you know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even go there. Well, wait. Never mind. Sometimes I'm just the kind of guy to just say what's on my mind. I'm not trying to really go there with you. But if you actually want to know, I'll tell you. You know, when I look at you up and down, I see that. When I look at you and stuff, I know sometimes you're stressed out, but the stretches that you're doing are not the stretches that are going to remove tension from you. You see, if I were to stretch you, what I would do, can I show you real quick? I mean, if I can explain it to you, but if you'd like me to show you, I can kind of show you. You see right here, matter of fact, let me start with your hand, right? I can see that there's tension in your hand. And what I would do to remove the tension is I would start from your elbow. And I'm going to work elbow from hand. Now I'm trying to remove tension. I'm not trying to bring it towards her. What I would do is I would take both of my thumbs and I would work. I would come all right, right here, this spot right here, guys. I'm showing you that spot right here. I would take my thumb and I would go in and out and I would rub, come down, come around to get underneath your arm, slide it under your arm, come back over close by your wrist, get over to your hands, and I would slowly work out to your thumb. And then I would work here I can either tell her that shit or I can show her that shit, but she ain't met a motherfucker like me. You see what I'm saying? All I'm doing is I'm just working elbow to finger. I'm saying that this is what I would do to stretch you out to get you, to relieve your tension. Because
but
I can see this.
The whole, I don't want to say game, but the whole concept is, in mind is you're just positioning. You're just positioning.
Yeah, that's
yourself.
All. Because she brought up the tension. She brought up the tension. I'm not trying to. I'm just using it to benefit me. But I'm telling her that what she's doing is not getting rid of the tension. But if she was with me, I know how to get rid of. I would know how to get rid of that tension. And I can show you just from your elbow to your fucking fingertip how I can get rid of that tension. But what I'm saying is as I'm sliding my, as I'm taking my finger, I'm not going to press onto the arm, guys. Let me show you. I'm not pressing. I'm sliding. So guys, I'm going to show y'all. If y'all guys, take your thumb, start right in the middle. Just take your thumb in the middle and listen, not the bottom of your thumb, around that edge of your thumb, okay? You want to edge it to bottom. So I'm not trying to get too deep. I'm showing you I want to edge side of the thumb, then give the meaty part to slide. So it's going to be an edge. Do the edge to the middle. Guys, just do this right here. You take your thumb and just rub the edge. Y'all feel that? And that's with two. You got two doing that, okay? So I'm edging that to thumb. And the thumb is going to slide from that edge up to the middle portion of up to the elbow, right? I'm going to come all the way up to the elbow with both thumbs, but then I'm going to come all the way around where right there, all the way around, dog. I'm giving her a sample of what the fuck it's going to be like to be with me. Just through the edge of her elbow to her fucking fingertip, but I'm not starting this, okay? I'm not starting it. I'm just showing her what I would do. But then if we take it to another level, I would say, but you know what, if you was my girl and I was doing this, I'd bring you a little bit closer. So then as I'm doing it, I'll bring her ass a little bit closer. And I say what I would do is I'd take my time while I'm doing, I can do it with one hand, put my arm around your waist and bring you closer to me and say some shit in your ear. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's if you want, I can tell her this. Or I could show her that. You see, it doesn't matter what she says. Right. I can always move it towards giving her a sample of what it's like to be with me, because she's not used to that. So, you know, she'll say to the average guy, "Well, you know, did you stretch it?" "No, I didn't do my stretches." And that's all she's gonna get. "I didn't do my stretches today."
True. So fast forward, because you know I do. Yes. I spit some game on that shit. You know. She going to probably invite me back to the crib. Would you, and this is just personally, this is just me asking you, like, let's say you got back to the crib, you in my situation, would you or would you not fuck her the first night?
Well, Here's the thing. The thing is, I'm not bringing her to the crib to fuck. I'm bringing her to the crib because she wants to fuck me, and the sexual tension is so fucking great, you could cut it with a knife. Because some women don't like to show public displays of affection around other people. Sometimes they're more private, and sometimes they were like, "Well, you know what? Well, why don't we just go hang out? Let's go hang out in your car, drive with the lake, spread your ass cheeks, and move it to that point. Or from lake, spread your ass cheeks, let's go back to your place, or let's go back to my place." But again, when she goes back to my place, that what she's gonna run into, the buzzsaw of the nude photos, and you know I'ma dim the motherfucking lights. I'ma put on that motherfucking cool ass music. I'm gonna bring out. I mean, it's already a done deal, dog. She already knows what the fuck is gonna happen. But I'm not gonna ask her to come over. Women have a fond way of saying "I want to come over" without you asking them to come over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to grab these other calls because they've been waiting.
No. I appreciate you, man. Like, you greatly appreciate it, brother.
It's all good, but no, I'm just showing you how cold game is. All right, we'll throw you back in. I'm sorry for the wait, 313. They're not bringing 817. 313, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question, man? How can I help you, brother?
No, you good, bro. I was listening, man.
All right, what's up? How can I help you,
man? I just need some help, like, bro. How deep this game get, man?
It's infinite. Hey, brother, infinite. Infinite. There's no depth. There's no
end to it. I'm trying to get this shit, man. But this shit is just like, damn, bro. Like every time I try to learn something, bro, it's always something new.
It's always something new because you're evolving. You've got to evolve, but you've got to evolve, but you've got to also evolve the woman you're with. Because if you cannot evolve her, she ain't going to fuck with you because everybody else is average. Average guys do not evolve women.
So how do you evolve a woman? And how do you how do you keep all your women?
By evolving myself and learning how to manage what you have. And that's managing we're talking about. But how do I evolve the woman? By showing her I'm not the average motherfucker. I'm telling you, look, I don't try to fuck, but I get more pussy than the guy that's trying to fuck because he's trying to fuck. I'm not trying to fuck because I'm already fucking her without fucking her. It's weird because most guys are just, I want the pussy. Girl, how you doing? What you do for a living? Let me ask you some questions to make you think that I'm interested, thinking she's stupid. No, she's not stupid. She's not going to sit around and think that you asking her about her college is going to make her interested in you. Fuck no. What's going to make her interested in you is when you start renting space in her head when you're not around by how you communicate yourself to her. That's why I tell you, Lancey and Air, everyone I'm going to talk to, I'm going to believe you some voice messages and shit like that.
I got a question, Steve. So do you believe in direct messaging women on Instagram?
Well, direct messaging as what? I want to fuck you?
No, as in like you see a girl, you know how you say you see a girl, you know, that spark your curiosity.
Yeah, I teach all my guys in the bid how to talk to women online. Yes, absolutely. It's no different.
Okay,
your bid is your bid. Yeah.
Can you tell me where I went wrong?
With what? What'd you say online? I got you. 817-76. I got you. What's up? Wait, I can't hear you, bro. I can't hear you.
This girl left me on scene, and I'm trying to figure out. All right,
What did you say to her? What did you say to her? I can't hear you. Fix your phone. Shake your phone. I can't hear you.
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes. What did you say to her?
I opened up with a voice message. I was like, hey.
What did you say?
It's a girl I knew from way back when. So
I don't
like, hey,
care. What is dog? All right. Hey, how you doing? All right. What is that?
Yeah, I said, hey, how you doing? I hope everything been good with you. And then.
That's so sweet. Just like the average motherfucker would say. Absolutely. You're no different than every other guy. Because all you're saying is I'm trying to figure out a way to fuck you without saying I want to fuck you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk on eggshells and beat around the bush by asking you a question I really don't give a fuck about. But I know you're not stupid enough to believe that, and that's why you fuck up. Because you're asking her how she's doing. You don't give a fuck how she's doing. Do you really care? Do you actually care how she's doing? Do you think she's stupid? Why do you guys think women are fucking stupid? Do you know how many how you're doing she gets every fucking hour of every fucking day of every week? So, how you doing goes right into the trash can. Hey, how you doing?
But how she was texting me back after I sent that, it was like she's seeing everything coming. But, you know, I tried to.
What did she say?
So she said, yeah, are you good? And I said, yeah, I can't complain. I said, I see you doing your thing with modern.
No. You want to know my, wait. Am I good? I'll let you know how good I am when you and I go, when you accompany me to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks Friday at 7 p.m. So I can get a chance to look at you and see what's behind that smile. To see what makes you dance, smile, and, you know, think about doing things naked in the rain. That's why I'm not good. I'm sorry. I'm not good.
Steve, Steve, how the fuck I get like that, man?
Well, I'm not good. She asked me if I'm good. No, I'm not good until you and I go to Lake Spread cheeks at 7 o'clock. But I'm sorry, you didn't do that. I'm sorry. So what happened after that? What'd you say after that?
Hell no, I didn't do that. I said, I can't complain. I see you doing your thing with modeling. She talking about, yup. So I'm like, yeah. So I said, yo,
Wait. You know what I loved about you modeling? One thing that draw my curiosity out is what you would be like if you came back to my place and I was able to paint your body the way I vision your body. But,
yeah.
But you just said, yeah. Okay, then what? Then what? Then what happened? I'm just showing you what you should have been saying. So then what? What'd you say next?
So I said, yeah, your fine ass be stunning on these hoes for real.
Now you're thirsty. But you know what? This is what I would say. You know what? Scratch that. I don't even want to paint your body right now. You know what I want to do? The next time you go to the clothing store, I want you to let me know, because I would like to see you model some clothes that you're going to wear when you and I go out to a great club called Coach Justin's. When we go have wine at Coach Justin's, I want to see you model one of those outfits that you're going to wear. Not that you're going to have it on for long, but I like to see how it is when it's on versus that. All right, see that? But you just kept talking about how cute she was. You're not leading her anywhere, man. All you're doing is playing footsies and beat her. What?
So how do I get that bag? Like the bag you in, bro? I'm trying to get the bag you in.
Well, the bag, I told you, I started off with, I had to watch Bob Ross. I told you, it was the white dude with the afro. I had to watch him. I had to write poetry. Those were one and two. I did this around 9 years old. This is what I had to do. I had to watch fucking, hey, everybody, I'm Bob Ross, and let's draw the happy clouds, and these are the happy mountains, and let's make happy little trees. And I had to watch all that shit, because what Bob taught me was that every woman I see is a blank fucking canvas, and no matter what she says, I can paint a Mona Lisa. That's what I learned as expressing myself, okay?
Can you teach me how to do that? My real nigga shit.
Well, I'm saying you got to love the game, brother. But
wait, I got another question.
Let's finish what happened. Wait. Let's finish what happened. So what happened after you said that? What did she say next?
Okay, she said, thank you, friend.
Hey, say no. Say no. You don't have to thank me. You can thank me when you and I go to, let me find another, when you and I go to Silk's ice cream shop on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air, when I get to watch you take your favorite ice cream and watch it roll off of the spoon onto your lips, then it will give me an opportunity to figure out, man, how does that ice cream taste? Does that ice cream taste better on that spoon or on your lips when I go to Silk's ice cream shop? What? I'm just saying.
Look, you make me want to throw all the girls I'm talking to right now away and just restart from scratch.
No, I'm just saying. Everything she's saying can be opportunity, man.
Because I just feel like I'm doing everything wrong, man.
I know you are doing everything wrong, but what did she say after that? What happened after that? After she called you friend, what did you say?
I hit her with the, you funny. You know, I sent the voice message. I was like, you funny.
Okay.
And I was like, I ain't interested in being your friend. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way.
Okay, what did she say?
And nothing. Seen 1 hour ago.
Okay, exactly. Because look how you built that up. But you know what I'm going to say? I want to get to know you in a more intimate way because I want to know if your character matches your looks. Yes, I know you love to model, and yes, you're absolutely gorgeous. But my question is, what is actually behind that smile? What is behind that makeup? What is behind that thought? What is behind your perception? I want to know things about you that you don't share with other people. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to get intimate about. That's what I'm – see that? I'm just showing you. It's just attack. You gotta be real with these women, and don't bullshit with them, man.
So back to how do I get like that, man? That's all I want to know.
You get like That would start with the puzzle pieces. The puzzle pieces are everything, because if you cannot communicate to yourself, you're not going to be able to communicate to a woman. You got to push yourself beyond your edge, because if you can't push yourself beyond your edge, how the fuck are you going to push her beyond hers?
Right.
I'm trying, listen, I am not the end. I am the beginning. And all I'm showing you is that if you're fucking with me, hey, and you know what? Hey, caller, do you know what that last message would be like? You know how I would hit that last message? I would take my motherfucking phone, press record, and I would say that shit in the phone and press and let that shit go. I would use my voice on that shit so she can have me on her phone to play me over and over and over and over again and show all her fucking friends what I said. I'm going to hit her through fucking C. See that? I'm changing it up. And she said, I got you. 3 and 763. But if she says something else, I'm going to change it up to video. Bring it back down to texting. I'm going to change the way she communicates with me to show her I'm not the average guy. I'm not just going to text. I'm going to do voice, video. And then after a while, again, through the positioning, I'm going to ask for your photo. I want to see you. Let me see you. How are you feeling right now? Well, I'm such and such. Well, take a photo. Let me see what that looks like. Well, I'm not looking sexy. Well, that's for me to determine. I'm not asking you what you think. I'm asking you, I want to determine what sexy is. See that? Come on, dog. This is easy, dog. This is easy.
It's not easy to be like that.
Man.
See?
Yeah, but you're changing the perception of what she thinks a man actually is. The average surface dweller doesn't talk to women this way. This is why we have the advantage. Because we're showing her that she can go beyond her fucking, what are you doing? Yes, thank you, and all that other stuff. You see what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get like that.
Well, I'm just saying, man, I just showed you. I'm just showing you something. Real quick, give me one more before I bring in 817 and 763. What's another chick that you're talking to that you said to her? I'll tell you something. What is she saying to you?
Okay, so another girl, you know, this my little year right here. She said,
what'd she say?
She said, so the last thing I said to her was, she told me, I said, send me something sexy. And she said, no, Sterling, because I would if I didn't feel like a toy, if I was being used as a toy. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, say.
Wait. Say, you know what? I have a confession to make. I am using you as a toy, because what I'm not trying to do is toy with your emotions, but what I'm saying that I'm trying to level up the toy of thought that you have in yourself to show you, if you just sent me that picture, I would tell you things that go beyond your smile and beyond that cute look you have. I'm not here to play around with you. I'm just here to show you that why I'm the one that you need to be with. So if you can't send me a photo, because I'm not asking for a nude picture, I'm not, all I want to see is you. But one thing I can promise you is that what I see in you is something that you might not even see in yourself. All I was asking you is show me that so I can show you what I see in you so you can start seeing it in yourself. But because you don't, I'm going to go ahead and roll. I mean, that's it. You see that, dog? You don't let them win. It's easy.
You've been doing this shit since you was 9, man.
Well, I've been, but I'm still dumb. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm not done. I'm still doing this shit.
You
got to start somewhere.
Man.
Okay, man. I'm going to throw you back. All right, call back. We got another question. Right. I got to grab 8-1-7-6-3. Much love to you. Respect. 817 and 763. Sorry for the wait, 817. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve.
Yes. How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How can I help you?
First, I want to say those puzzle pieces really helped, and I appreciate you introducing me to myself, because I really, until I really started doing the puzzle pieces and stuff like that, I really didn't know who I was as a man or who I was as a person. But as I started to know that and I started to, you know, show that to whoever I talk to, not just women, I really started to understand that, you know, it's not about the women. It's really about me and what I want as far as what I want to, as far as, you know, my agenda or what I want to do.
Right.
But
yes, sir.
Question is, so when it comes to asking a woman for a picture, I understand that it's in order to see what element she is at that time. Am I wrong?
Yes. Yes, because how's your day? Wait, it's like, how's your day? Well, I had a long day. Or they'll tell you, you know what, it's just been a long, tiring day. You know what, send me a photo. Let me see you right now. Well, I'm not feeling good, or I'm not feeling sexy. I didn't ask you all that. Send me a photo. Let me see you. It's instruction, right? But it's training her that every time she gets a photo, that I get to peel one extra layer to let her see herself in a whole different view. To a point where I train her enough where she's like, well, send me a picture. You know, what are you doing, 817? Well, shit, I'm just watching TV. Send me a photo. What are you doing? I'm about to take a shower. Send me a photo. You see what I'm saying? We want to train her to begin to start asking you for photos, because then through the photos, you can go ahead and push the pendulum one step further, because a woman is going to look at your photo first. That's what they do. They'll look at your photo, just like a video. They'll look at it over and over and over again. Then after they get done looking at you, they look behind you. They look at your environment. They look at what's behind you. And that's where I'm trying to set up.
That's where the wine in the, on top of the bed comes
from. Yes, that's where the wine above the bed. The wine above the bed happens on, well, the wine on the bed is the video. That happens on video. But the easel, the nude photos, and the fucking shower, you can do that regular photos. Matter of fact, you can, if you rip pool with her, you can do a good morning photo, a good morning video with you in the shower with the lights hitting your motherfucking ass, and that's it. And after she's so blown away by you just even saying good morning to her ass, she's gonna start looking at those color lights. And then it's a wrap. This shit ain't even fair, man.
How about if a woman tells you that she doesn't send video, I mean, not video, voice messages that she doesn't like to send them?
Well, that's fine. It's not going to stop me from sending them. And when you feel comfortable enough to start doing it, that's fine. But if you don't, that's cool. See, remember, I'm not trying to force her to do something she don't want to do. I want to show her it's okay. Remember, most women are used – remember their edge. Remember, the edge is just texting. Because a lot of women hate their voices, or they don't want to hear their voices, right? So what I'm training them to do through the texting is go beyond that edge to – wait, can you tell me down, turn it down in the background? To go beyond that edge to be able to play me. I got to mute you to turn that shit down. But, yeah, to play me whenever she wants. I'm just giving her access to me. I know this. A lot of women are not going to tell you when they're thinking about you, because they know a lot of women play by. There used to be a book decades ago called The Rules.
Rules.
And these books used to tell them, wait 3 days to text a guy, and wait this, and wait, don't show him you're desperate, and don't show him you're needy, and don't answer his thing right back. Act like you're busy. Same thing that they tell you motherfucking guys and shit. But what I do is that I position myself where you can think about me when I'm not around. You can listen to me when I'm not around. But what you don't know is the more you press that motherfucking button, the more I'm closer to getting to where I want to go. I don't have to be around, because I was always taught to have emotional messages for the woman, because a lot of women go through emotion. I mean, like, bad day message, you know, she's not feeling good message, PMS message, cramping. I mean, I just record. And if they're not feeling well, they can listen to that. Not that I'm going to make them feel well. It's the thought behind it where the average guy is going to be like, well, okay, I'll talk to you later. To a point where, like I was telling you guys before, there was a guy, hold on, Tim, I got you with your question. Hold on a second. There was a guy that he was interested in a woman, right? And he, like you regular guys, she was cramping and on her period. Because she was on her period, he was thinking, well, fuck it, man. She ain't fucking. She on her period, so I ain't fucking with her. I said, no, don't do that. That's what the average motherfucking guy does. All I want you to do, if she says she ain't feeling good, she cramping, first you ask her, does she have a heating pad to lay on her stomach? Most of the times they have that. But what they don't have is that foot massage. So this is what I want you to tell her. You know what? I'm just going to come by for a few minutes. Let me just give you a foot massage real quick, and I'm going to go. Throw her all off. She said, come over. Now, remember, he's like, man, Steve, why am I doing this, man? I ain't going to get no pussy. I said, motherfucker, you just follow the fucking blueprint. He goes over there. She lays down. He gives her a nice foot massage because I have a thing called foot massage I used to have. I got to find it again, but I gave her, show him how to do the foot massage. If y'all guys, I'm just giving you an example. She was wearing shorts. So what he did was he started from the knee through the way I showed him, worked all the way down to the ankle. Once he got to the ankle, he broke the foot down. I'm just giving y'all an example of how game is when you have it. So after he gave her that foot massage, she was already turned on. But I told him to go. After you're done, go. He walks to the door. As he's opening the door, she pushes her hand and closes the door, turns his ass around, gets on her knees, unbuckles his pants, and sucks his dick until he comes, and then sends him out his door. But you want to know why? It's because of what he did versus what you guys won't do. See, he wanted ass because he couldn't get it. He was like, fuck her. But I'm saying that when you bypass the sex and connect and push her beyond that edge, then she's going to see you in a whole different light. Because she's, and listen, all the years she has cramped and felt bad, and all the guys she was with when she was cramping and felt bad, guess what they didn't do? They never took the time to just give her a fucking massage, right? And because they didn't give her a foot massage, it felt really special to her because no one ever took the fucking time to do that. Usually what she was telling him is usually guys would just get mad, be like, well, if she on her period, she ain't fucking, so I'm going to leave her alone. I said, that's what we don't do. You want to leave and show her that it's not about the sex. It's the connection the two of you have. And when he did that, she was horny. She was horny. Yes, she would have fucked him on her period, but I know some of y'all ended that shit. But she just gave him some head and he walked out. He didn't even know that shit was going to go down. But it went down because he listened to Unk, because I know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay?
Yeah, that's big facts. I definitely right. heard you say that one time, and it definitely worked for me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll throw you back in, brother. Respect to you. Let me go and grab this last call. Eric Code 763. What's your question? Sorry for the long wait. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Steve? My question is,
yes, sir.
There's this woman that I'm interested in that I'm in a class with at
sure.
university, but I just haven't done anything about it. I haven't said anything intimacy-wise.
Right.
You know, we talk in class and things like that, but
what,
I haven't made anything happen.
Wait. What do y'all talk about in class? What do y'all talk about in class?
Oh, just like, you know, working in group projects or just things like that, just things like class stuff.
All right. When are you gonna see her this week? Because it's almost exam time, right? It's almost school's almost over, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's the last class.
Well, you know what? Even though this walk up to her tomorrow, say, you know what? Even though this is the last class, I don't want this to be the last time. Wait, hold on, wait. Right. Mark this at 2:04, 2 hours and 4 seconds. So mark this and say this.
Two hours and four seconds.
2:04. Yes. You walk up to her and let her know, even though this is the last class that we're going to have together, I don't want this to be the last time that we see each other. You know, the one thing I've always wanted to do is I wanted to let you know what was on my mind, but I know how important school is to you, and I didn't ever want it to disturb anything or your studies, but I am actually interested in you. And I just wanted, now that I know school is out and you have no focus on books, now you can probably focus on me. Because you know what? When I saw you, I know I wanted to get to know you in a more intimate way, but because I know how you are with school and your projects and everything, I didn't want to interrupt your flow of getting what you need. But now school is out, and now this is going to be our last day in class together, but I don't want this to be our last day together or getting to know each other. That's all you got to say. It's just,
oh, shit.
I'm just saying, dog.
What
that's it, man. Come on, man. It's that easy, dog. Come on, dog. It's right there for the taking. And listen,
brother, you
if
have
she
your
does,
person in the mirror.
Yeah, you better get on that shit because listen. Here's the thing. Listen, and if you're not sure, hey, here you go. I'm gonna give you one in the chamber. If you're not sure, here's my number. Call me, okay? Just think about it, okay?
I already have the business card, Steve.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here's my number. Call me and think about it. It's no rush because I'm the kind of man that doesn't rush things. But what I am going to do if you take this opportunity is find out things about you that you don't even know about yourself. So if you will allow me to learn more things about you, then you and I can take this to another level. You got that on the head. I got several of these motherfucking things you can hit her with. I mean, it's so many things. I mean, in so many ways.
And it doesn't
so
matter, what part of the class is. I could stop her in the hallway just at the end while everyone's leaving.
Listen. Here's another one. You know what? I wanted to talk to you privately because I wasn't sure if you're the kind of person that likes to keep her business to herself. See that? Started off right there. And you know what? And because of that, I just want to let you know, I don't want to take too much of your time, but, you know, we've been in class for a long time, and I enjoy the time that we spent together. Remember that project called Rookie that we did, and we kind of muddled through that, and we got that crazy grade. Well, absolutely. But you know the funny thing about that project is the first time I actually saw you smile for the first time, and it was that smile that really said to myself that, you know what? What is behind that smile? I kept asking myself, and the only way I can find out what's behind that smile is letting you know that I want to know what's behind that smile. You see what I'm saying? There's so many ways you can hit her with this shit. I mean, there's so many ways that you can attack, but you're doing
it in
such a
smooth motherfucking
way.
We wear masks in school, but I feel you, brother. I get what you're saying.
Right. Use a project, all that stuff, man. But because she ain't waiting, she's not expecting that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, so is there any other questions you got, though? But, yeah, I'd hit her with that. Just hit her with that, okay? Just let her,
yeah,
let
I got
her know.
One more, I got one more thing. You're going to go off on me, though.
What's up? Oh, shit. What's up?
Yep. I was listening to those testimonials of Mike, and it got me a little too hyped, so I think I went in a little too hard on one of the messages I sent.
What was the end result of the message that you sent the girl?
Left undelivered.
Okay, what'd you say to her?
The last thing I said was, I meet beautiful women from Tinder every day. I want to know what makes you different from the rest.
No, you shouldn't have said that yet because you haven't established anything yet.
Gotcha.
You got to establish first to then ask that question if there is ever a question to ask.
I hear you.
Okay.
So wait a little longer for that one, that bombshell.
Well, if that dude just charged that to the game, but you got something to talk about tomorrow, you better learn it. So you better say, oh, shit, the old girl. You only got one day left.
I'm rehearsing for tomorrow.
Yeah, you rehearse that shit for tomorrow and get your ass over there and put that fucking flavor in her ass, motherfucking ear, man. Let her know who the fuck you
are.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, right? Yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, baby. All right, I'll throw you back in, guys. All right, lines are down. Let's go. Hey, guys, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to keep talking about this, but I'm just trying to show you there's a different side of the game that most people will never show you the depth of the game that we're talking about. When you take a shower photo with the lights and you catch a curiosity, what is the next position to sell yourself in the photo? Well, Tim, once she sees the photo, she's going to ask you about the lights. And what I would say, Tim, and one thing you got to kind of try to one thing I would say to do when you're in the shower, when you're in the shower, make sure you can pick some lights that kind of bounce off your skin. So you want something that goes off and shows the lights off your skin. So as you do that, she is going to ask you about the lights. She's going to think it's an app because she's going to think it's real cool because, like, wow, you know, because most women are into these apps and they're into these, like, apps that change their faces and all that shit. So she's wondering, she's probably going to wonder about the shower lights, or she's going to bring up the shower lights. And all you got to say is, and again, oh, that, Tim, just say, oh, that's nothing. Oh, that's nothing. It's just, you know, it's just something I like to have when I have a woman over my place when I'm washing her when she's in the shower. You know, she's over my place. I got her favorite music going on. Lights are out. And the beautiful thing about the shower lights is it gives a nice setting of intimacy while I'm washing her body down. Where if you want to push the pillow while I'm eating her pussy or while I'm touching her or while I'm washing her. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you were in the shower with me, wouldn't you like to have the lights out, the music playing, and let the shower lights hit your body while I'm washing yours? I mean, it's a layup. You see what I'm saying, Tim? It's an easy layup because what you're doing at that point is you're showing her what it's going to be like through somebody else, but then you're driving her into that to make her think what it'd be like. It's not that you're asking her to be in a shower. You're saying, just think about it. I mean, what if you were there with me right now? Or the wine above the bed, you know, or the easel and thing, or even the artwork behind you. Why do you have that? What is that, a nude photo? What is that a nude photo of? Oh, no, that. Oh, let me show you. Hold on, let me give y'all one. I'm just saying. I'm just giving it a second. Even this works. Hold on a second. Sorry, guys. Let me take this off. Even when, and guys, always remember, please, guys, get a mini refrigerator in your bedroom. Get a mini refrigerator. Stock it with fruit, whipped cream. You can put the water in there because she's going to need that. And then the syrup and the lotion on top. Syrup, whipped cream. This all, you should get a mini refrigerator, guys, because if y'all really doing some fucking, y'all need to do some fucking. But if she notices the artwork behind you, it also gives you a chance to explain to her why you have it, because it's going to be another draw-in, guys. So when she sees the artwork, you can simply say, you know, this is an AO7 painting. The thing that I love about the painting, you know, and I have no problem of telling you about this. If you want to know about it, I'd love to tell you about it if you'd like to know. And she's going to say, well, yeah, I mean, what is that? Why would you, she'll probably ask you, like, why would you have that painting, right? Well, the thing that I love about the artist, AO7, is I've always loved his work because his work really brings out the emotions in the woman. I love the artwork not because of the body. I love what I see through the artwork. And when I see this body, and look, I'll take a photo of it for you so you can have it, so you can look at it while I talk to you about it. When I see this painting that he's painting, it's showing me a woman that wants to let herself go, but because she's maybe afraid of the outside world judging her, she's covering herself up because she has certain insecurities. And what I think about when AO7 painted this painting, he was saying that draw me to buy it was, this is a woman that is looking for a man that can open her up in ways that most men can't open her up. And what I love about this is because this is what I see a lot of women. Matter of fact, I know things about you. There are things about you that you don't want to share with me yet, and that's okay. But like this painting, I'm going to take my time, and when you're ready, you will open up. But this is what I see. You see what I'm saying, guys? You can, Tom, you can kill it. Everything around you, you can kill this shit. It doesn't matter. Let me get it off. But do y'all see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. Everything you do and everything you say is going to do it. It's going to move. How about a towel warmer? Yeah, you can get a towel warmer. Well, you don't need a towel warmer as much as you need the lotion and the lotion, the whipped cream, the syrup, and the fruit, because you're going to put that on her body and eat that shit on off of her stuff, okay? Well, I know that, right, but that's why I'm saying I want you to give the full body massage. The full body massage, gentlemen. The full body massage. Guys, y'all got questions, please ask. If I missed any, please, I'm here to answer all your questions. We got a lot to go because I have a lot to talk about. I got a lot on my head. I'm not even done breaking this down, but if y'all got any questions, please let me know, because I love to show y'all how deep you can be. And as this depth is happening, as I'm saying to y'all guys before, what I'm saying is that I'm saying to her, if you let me in, if you open up, now, and for y'all guys don't understand the open up, when I was 9 years old, I was taught through my mentor that the only way you can have it all is when it's the rule of the vampire. That's what he was taught, and it was this game. It's the rule of the vampire. It is simply this. I can't force my way in. You must invite me in. But once you invite me in, as the puzzles go, see, this connects to the puzzles, I then can work from the inside out. All this stuff connects. So I'm always going for the invite. See, the problem is you invite her in, and she works your ass. What I'm trying to show you is if you position yourself correctly, she will invite you in because you're going to provide the necessary knowledge that she needs to interpret her sexual emotions at her fucking core. Guys, getting deep here. Listen to me. She doesn't have an interpretation of her core. She only sees everything from the surface. There is no interpretation of what she can be. Now, what her fantasy is what she thinks she can be, but I'm saying you can be that much more. Let me show you to interpret your body. Let me show you that it's okay to look at your body in the mirror and not be ashamed of your body. And guys, after that happens, you're going to get all the ass kitty pictures and all that shit. I don't even want to get into all that stuff, but what I'm saying is that I'm going to take away your limiting emotions, and I'm going to stretch that out to give you a brand new perspective. As I give you a brand new perspective, guys, look at the game. Let me show you this. Remember, I'm connecting dots. Hey, dog, got you 1 second. Listen to what I'm showing you guys. This is very important. What I am saying to you guys, remember, I keep telling you guys all the time, let me take this down real quick before I tell you. Remember, I tell you guys, behavior modification, emotional benefits, trust, right? Emotional elevation. And why that's important? Because the behaviors and the emotions are the things that will supersede the beliefs, the values, the morals, the trust. I don't suck dick on the first day. I don't fuck on the first day. I'm not that kind of girl type shit. What I am saying to you is this is how you get her to want to do it versus you trying to deceive her in doing it. I want her to do it because it's beneficial to her to do it, not beneficial to me. Most of my family members are beta males, feminists. I'm self-conscious about telling my player lifestyle, how do I cope with your Steve? Antonio, look, brother, if you want to be in this game, you must have this one mindset. Let me show you real quick. If you want to be in this game, young man, the only way you are going to be in this motherfucking game, there's only one way. And that is to have a certain kind of mindset. And if you cannot fall in love or in lust with this mindset, then you can never be the man she needs you to be. Because at the end of the goddamn day, I don't give a fuck if it's my parents, I don't give a fuck if it's a Bigfoot, elf, unicorn, smurf, Care Bear. I don't give a fuck if it's SpongeBob, Squidward. I don't give a fuck if it's Krabby Patties. Fuck everybody's feelings. What I am is what I am. And either you're going to accept me for what the fuck I am, and I say this with love, fuck you. I'm sorry. Fuck you. Accept what the fuck I am. Because I'm not here to change myself for you. I am not here to prove myself to you. I am not here to show you what the fuck I am. I don't have to show you what the fuck I am. You got to show me that you're worth me. That's what I'm saying. So all this worried about them? Nah, man, you looking at this shit the wrong motherfucking way, brother. Oh, my God, the wrong way. Let's see here. Would you say flirting without being creepy is similar to Robert Gaines talking about the art of seduction? He said, master the art of, well, it's this simple, brother. If you worship yourself, whatever you say will come off smooth. If you worship women, it's going to come off thirsty. It's that simple. You cannot go into this thing worshiping women and think that you're going to be smooth because you're trying to please the woman and you don't even realize what you're doing. I don't flirt. I'm just positioning myself. But it's going to seem like it's flirting because I'm pulling out feelings in her. I'm making her smile. I'm making her blush. I'm making her laugh. I'm making her think. I'm making her react, right? Let me see here. Let me see. Our temptation to myself, the true way becomes deep to yourself. No, okay. The key to the process, the key, the process. All right, now listen to me. Because y'all don't see it because you're not supposed to see it. You're not supposed to know. But what I'm saying is that the key has always been in front of you, but you've been doing it wrong. The key is the puzzles. The key is taking away the training wheels that you have, the mental training wheels of letting the world tell you how to do things versus talking to yourself and starting to put your life together for yourself that nobody can do but you. See, what y'all don't understand, and this is where a lot of y'all go, where a lot of these guys on YouTube fuck y'all over. All I am doing is showing you that you are allowed to think for yourself. But in order to think for yourself, you've got to get out of your own way. Because just like your perception you have in theater number one, like we're talking about the woman, we've got to get you to move outside of that theater of I'm not good enough and I can't do this and I can't do that. But let's get back to the woman. Let me see if there's any other questions. Guys, I got questions. Put a Q in there. Prior to getting the invite, it seems like a lot of opportunities to work with the drug lab. Well, yeah, I tell you, yeah, you can be dark at this shit. Yeah, it's just not fair the power that you actually going to have over the woman. It's not. No, listen, I'm not talking. Listen. I am not here to tell you what to worship. Nor am I here to tell you what political affiliation you should be. But what you've got to see that you don't see, but you've got to see it and then question it, is actually, am I worshiping what I'm worshiping because I was told to worship it? Or am I worshiping it because I want to worship it? You got to remember, we're nothing but handed down stories from parent to parent or generation to generation. And sometimes our parents try to push their mindsets on us, meaning that we think like this, and then they push their thoughts on us that really covers up what we are. by saying, this is what you should worship, this is how you should be, this is how you should think. And then what happens is, it's kind of like, if you ever read that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I've never seen the book or read the book, but it's kind of like that. See, when you have a mindset and you start to be trained by what is the mindset of somebody else, you're actually going to follow the pathway of the person that has been training you. But I'm saying that if you listen, I understand if your parents lay on you, say thank you, yes, I appreciate you, have manners, right? I understand that. But everything beyond teaching you manners and shit, you should disregard until it is you that wants to learn it. But if you're being told to learn it or being trained to learn it, what you're doing is you're taking somebody else's perspective and you're putting it on your perspective. Thus, your worship is not worship because you want to worship. You're worshiping because you were taught to worship. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to get too deep. Worship what you want to worship and do what you want to do. But I'm saying, are you actually doing it because it's something that you want to do? Or were you trained to do it because that was something handed down from generation to generation? Because the world has a way of synchronizing itself to make you see things because they believe it. And just because your mom and dad believe shit doesn't mean it's actually the truth. You've got to know it's the truth. For me, I started questioning that truth because I'm scratching my head. First question I had was, who's the white hippie? That's right. I'm just saying. My first question is, who's the white hippie? I mean, who the fuck is this guy? And because wasn't it shit, he was made of bronze, and wait, who the fuck is this white hippie? But wait a second, where are the dinosaurs at? So I'm not here to talk religion. I'm just saying that my freedom was questioning shit. I'm not just going to take shit for face value because my parents tell me that shit. I question things. And when I started questioning things, it dawned on me, and let me just say this one thing before we continue. I just want to say this one thing. My biggest dawn on me that opened my fucking eyes was that my thought has always been this. You all, if you believe in a God, you all have a straight line to whoever that God you worship, right? You got a straight line. But what y'all don't understand is somebody who had self-importance and self-worth said, whoa, why does he have to go straight to worshiping that God? Maybe I would have him worship me. So maybe we'll create the Vatican. Maybe we'll create Christianity. Maybe we'll create all these things where they worship me and I'm the determination to see if they're allowed to worship him. See, that I'm just saying, I don't want to get too deep. I'm just saying that sometimes what is in front of you is not actually what it seems. So I'm just saying to all you guys, worship who you want to worship. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that like the game, like Coach Justin is saying, all the game relates to everything. It is not actually what it is you were told. Because we were told, how many of us were told about the fat bearded motherfucking man that comes down our chimney? We were told that, right? We got our cookies, we got our fucking milk, and we put a note for Santa. And we went to bed. And we woke up the next morning, the cookies, there were 3 bites of the cookies, half the milk was gone, and the papers over, oh my God, Santa, right? And then one day, we learned that there's no such thing. I mean, I'm just saying that I'm not here to tell you to take Christmas away from your kids. I'm just saying Christmas is for kids, but there's got to be a point in time where you're going to have that talk with them and let them know that Daddy Santa or Mom is Santa. Hey, how much money do you want? We're going, yeah, here's a card we'll put in the tree and we'll get you whatever you want for Christmas. I'm saying that the world does what it does for certain reasons and you have got to see it for yourself. Okay, I'm not saying it, okay? So you asked a question. So when I speak to a woman, it should be with a purpose. What is your, you don't, but see, you don't know what your purpose is. You don't know what your purpose is, and that's why you don't know how to speak to a woman. Listen, here's the thing I always tell you guys out here, okay? Is that I'm always trying to trigger her emotions to show her through me that she can go beyond the thought that she's having. And it is a scary place when, it's scary when they go beyond their thoughts, okay? All right? Now, I didn't leave carrots for rain. I didn't know that Santa had reindeers and shit. I just knew that he came down the chimney and shit. And I would, you know, I'd watch Charlie Brown, Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Frosty the Snowman. We'd sing Christmas songs. We had that little candy thing where we ripped the little candy every day, and we had a little treat and shit. And I mean, we did all that shit. I mean, listen. I love Christmas. If y'all know me, my favorite guy is Scrooge. I fucks with Scrooge. That's my motherfucker. Because you got to live life. You got to be like Ebenezer. Not that old in Ebenezer. But that motherfucker who gave no fucks. But I love a Christmas Carol. I'm that motherfucker. So I'm just saying that for all you guys out there, it's important to see what game actually is. Let's get back to the game, not to that stuff. But always remember that when you push a woman beyond her edge, you must make sure that you make more comfort in what she does, because there will be discomfort. Now, remember, she's going beyond her edge, meaning that she's stepping outside of her comfort zone. It's kind of like when you guys step out of your comfort zone, there is discomfort. But the gap that you're going to give her from comfort to discomfort is no judgment, but also uplifting the fact that she's willing to step beyond her thought and her emotions, that you're not alone in doing this, but I want you to do it. You see what I'm saying? I don't want her to feel embarrassed, okay? See, the problem, the reason why she's experienced in the discomfort is because she's interpreting all situations. This can be sexual as well. It's interpreting a situation or a sexual situation, guys, with a set of circumstances that leads her to her discomfort. So if we knock out this set of circumstances and we show her that it's okay to let yourself go, it's okay that you showing me your body is not an embarrassing thing. It's that you and I are starting to establish a trust in one another, where I'm going to show you the beauty in your body, like the painting. I'm going to show you the beauty in you versus looking at you like a whore or a slut. You see what I'm saying? See, most of your guys are not going to get any of this stuff from the woman, because a lot of you guys make them feel slutty. I'm not trying to make you feel slutty. I'm trying to make you feel sexy, and I'm trying to make you see things in yourself, okay? Do you start putting the puzzle piece together outside? No. Okay, remember, you do the borders. That is your square, right? And then outside, in. The borders. But take your time. Outside, in. Okay, because that's the problem. Most of y'all guys are too busy looking inside out, unfortunately. Y'all are looking for the outside to be your answer. I'm trying to bring you back to yourself. Come back to your square. Come back to your core. Come back to speaking to yourself. Come back to solving things for yourself. Come back to communication. See what I'm saying? All right? You're saying, what are the ways to build trust with women? Okay, listen. I'm not building trust in her. I'm showing her she can trust me through how I make her feel. I'm not trying to see. Here's your problem at SC. I can tell you're trying to build trust so you can get some pussy, dog. You're doing it all wrong. I don't want you to build trust so she can fuck you. You got a motive behind to build trust, and you know that's want some pussy. That's why I'm not trying to build trust. I'm trying to show her to trust me that I'm not like the average motherfucker. I'm not here to judge you. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get to the other question. What happens to train your mental emotional stability so you're not shaken by anything when it comes? Easy. As I've always told you guys, I don't complicate things. I always simplify things, but through the simplicity of what I show you becomes very complicated. You see, the only way you can start to believe that you're not going to be shaken is by to face whatever you think is going to fucking shake you. So whenever you feel that you can't do something, okay, here's a marker. Oh, shit. Let's see. In the studio. Okay, I'm sorry. They cut off on me. I'm sorry, guys. We're still live. Here we go. All right. Here's a marker. I can't pull the top of the marker. I can't pull the top of. I'm not good enough to put the top on the marker. I am too ugly, and I can't pull the top of the marker off. I am too short, too fat, and I'm just not good enough to put the lid back on the marker. It's not complicated. But we try to make it complicated, but it's not actually complicated. Because if you're telling yourself you can't, but then you do the can't, then the can't should become the can. It's not complicated. So there's actually nothing to be shaking off or about because, wait, let's see. What's Slavy say? But Steve, aren't we all as men trying to sleep with women? No, okay. Let me help you out, Mr. Kong. Where you are at right now, you are in a classroom that is above fucking women. Let me say something because I know you're getting it. I know you can't see it, but let me explain to you. You're in a classroom where we teach men how to position themselves for women to want to fuck them. Let me explain to you. See, fucking a woman and wanting a woman to fuck you is like from Earth to fucking Neptune. It's two totally different sides of the spectrum. When you want to fuck a woman, all you're doing is begging, pleasing, bugging, and begging for pussy. And when she gives it to you, she's not giving it to you because she wants to give it to you. She's giving it to you because she feels pressure to give it to you. So she's not really into that shit. So which means your sex that you're going to have is boring and basic. Where over here, what we're showing you is we're showing you not only will you get the woman to want to fuck you, but she will buy you the Jordans. She will buy you the flat screen. She will buy you the Xbox. She will buy you the PlayStation. She will buy you the surround sound. She will put the rims on your car. She will cook for you, clean for you. But if you don't want those things, then you're in the wrong fucking class. You need to go to another class that teaches you how to be fucking average. We are not average over here. So if you can't understand that, then I'm just saying you're in the wrong place because I don't teach something that's beneath us. We are gods, kings, and emperors. So why would I teach you as a king to peddle, to beg for something? To squander what the fuck you are and rip your spine off just to get your dick wet in a hole? Are you fucking serious? That's what I'm saying. We're not like everybody else. We on this side, We want the women to fuck us because we're the shit. We're the fucking prize. We're the gold at the end of the fucking rainbow. And if you don't feel that way, then this is not for you. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to kick you out. I'm just saying this might not be for you because I'm not saying that you're not going to fuck, but it's a different mindset when she wants to fuck you, when she misses you, when she thinks about you, when she fantasizes about you, when she masturbates to you, totally different ways. But if all you want to do is fuck, this ain't the place. I can't teach you that. I can't teach you that. That's too fucking easy. I'm saying that at the end of the day, in order to be this, you must overstand. To get this way, you must become one with yourself. That's why the puzzle pieces start everything. Because the puzzle pieces are doing the thing that I am the only one on the internet telling you this. Nobody is telling you this. Nobody wants you to know.
The man.
I'm sorry. Nobody wants you to know that at the end of the day, there is nobody like you on the fucking planet. There ain't nobody like you. Based off of this fucking truth right here. And if you are the only you in this fucking world, then why not you learn your own fucking language that suits you instead of trying to be like everybody else? And once you learn you and how you are to yourself, she's never met you before, but she's met several of you surface motherfuckers that do boring ass shit because you run away from you when you are looking at hypergamy or you in those manospheres. You're running away from your fingerprint. You're running away trying to be somebody else versus be the only you. There's only one you. There is no other you on his fucking planet. I'm serious. I'm not lying. See if I'm wrong. You are the only you. So if you are the only you, why can't you learn your language that is specifically for you? For you. That's what changes up the game. But let me continue. If you've got questions, go ahead and ask. But as I'm saying to you guys, is that when a woman feels the emotional discomfort of you elevating her, okay? Okay? It's very important, gentlemen, that you guys begin to determine what she's going through. Because remember, okay, listen to me. All my flirt to fuck guys, I talk about that bending reality shit. I'm not going to get into that. All my flirt to fuck guys, y'all know where I'm going with this. I'm not going to go too deep in this. But what I'm saying is that if her perception is here, and you like your parents, you're not forcing her to, you're not doing this. You're kind of doing this to make her come up. Let me show y'all again. Okay. As children, parents do this. But what I'm saying is we are not doing this. We are technically doing this. And as she's experiencing us, she then comes up because her reality is it's what we call bending reality. Her reality will always be her reality from the surface. That means every guy on the surface cannot change her reality because her reality is stuck on the surface. But bending her reality, between the change is going to come that discomfort, right? But when you bring her up, you're making a shift in her perception, making a shift in her behavior, making a shift in her emotions, but also making a shift in how she sees the world. She will never, they never see the world the same when they're fucking with us. They never see the world the same when they're fucking with us. But through us, they begin to see things in themselves, okay? They see the woman that they actually can be, the woman that they've always said to themselves, I'm just not good enough for that, okay? You see what I'm saying? I got to put a question. I don't know what you mean by that. let me see if there's missing any other questions. Let me see here. I'm sorry. So it's less about trying to get her mind, more about being authentic to you and influencing her mind. Yes, I'm not, can't get what I'm not invited into. You are trying, most guys are trying to get the pussy, but you're trying to do it through a manipulative way by deception, walking on eggshells and trying to be your friend. I, on the other hand, I'm not trying to get to the mind because I can't get in something I haven't been invited into. But see, what throws her off is that the expectation is, like, I'm going to show you right here. Remember this right, look right here. Remember that I showed you? Some guys come that way. Some guys come that way. Some guys come this way, right? But nobody comes straight at her, right? They don't do that. What I'm saying is, yes, I am sexually attracted to you. That's the truth. But to a motherfucker, deep-ass motherfucker like me, sex is not the penetration. And this is the same with women. Most of y'all think that women think sex is actually your physical. Sex is not physical with a woman, even though they like the physical. Sex is the mental connection that she has with you. And that's why I told you, you have a little dick, you come fast, or you have erectile dysfunction problems, and you're fucking her mentally, she won't give a fuck. She will love you that much more. Because when you have this, and no matter how small or big your dick is, the penetration matched with the emotion equals great sex. Because then it allows her to relax herself to then begin to have orgasms because she feels that she is one with you and she doesn't feel like a whore, a slut, or dirt under your shoe because most of you guys make these women feel that way. You see what I'm saying? Most of you guys make women feel that way, okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying to you guys out there, hold on, let me see what Tyler. Tyler's saying, having her send a photo definitely seems to bring those women new levels. This is all, yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's all about you, absolutely, absolutely. You got to put a question. If you're talking to you, just put a Q, just like Tyler did. Just make sure you put a Q. You're asking me a question. I'll answer this one question, though. you become actually yourself by saying by the no okay. As a man, as a conqueror, I am following the laws and rules of three moving entities right now. Life, time, game. They are moving in one direction and it's forward. They are not going to stop for me, nor should they. They are not going to stop. They do not move. They don't give a fuck about me, but they go on and move. So in order for me to even get close to that process, I must move like they move. And that's always forward. Life, time in the game, never look back. They never look at the past because they don't give a fuck at the past, because the past does not define something infinite as life, time, and game. They are moving in one direction, and they will never fucking stop. That means they are moving in that direction when you're born. They're moving in the direction while we have life. And in death, they keep shit fucking going. It's like a one-way ticket straight. When you start to connect with yourself on this level, you then are going to position yourself with those three things going in one direction. I am not a rejection. I am not her saying yes. I am not her giving me pussy, and I am not her not giving me pussy. I am not her not talking to me. I am not her not texting to me. I am not her coming over to suck my dick, and I am not her not trying to suck my dick. I ain't none of those goddamn things, because I ain't my motherfucking past. I am not my past. I am me going into my tomorrow, to my future, to my new me, to keep my ass going that way. And while I'm going that way, if you choose to ride on where I'm going, hey, baby, come on in, buckle up. I welcome you, because being with me is going to force her, one that lives there, ready to shift perspective and to begin the process of seeing things in herself that she's never seen before through me. She is allowed to reject me. She's allowed to walk away. I am too much into me. I mean, come on. Y'all see that shit behind me? I'm too much into me to worry about baggage. The only mental baggage, I say to you, and I'm being funny, big dog, I'm serious. The only mental baggage I have every day, my curse, it is my fucking curse, and it will be your curse too. The only mental baggage I'm going to have for the rest of my life until I die will always be at 11:59. That is my curse, because I have to let go of something I love more than life itself. I have to let go of something that I worship, something that I adore, something that I'm obsessed with. I've got to let that motherfucker go. I only have him for 23 hours, 59 minutes, and fucking 59 seconds. That's all I have with him. So every day, I've got to say goodbye and get my fucking heart broken of letting myself go to usher in the new me tomorrow, to start the process of falling in love with me, worshiping me all over again, to then get back to the end of the day to let that motherfucker go. So that's my fucking baggage. I get 1 second of the day to mourn me, to move on to a greater me. So if you don't want to deal with that, that's the baggage. I've got to let that person go. I cannot carry over. See, you guys have always carried that weak-ass motherfucker you are every day. I don't know how y'all could do it, but nah, you do it. But I am moving forward. And in pain, I must move forward and let myself go. Because I know in order to stay with time, life, and the game, I must always move forward. There are going to be women that you are going to fucking adore and love, but you got to let go because you can't. They're holding you down and holding you back, and you got to let them go. But it'll make it much easier, because if you are able to let yourself go every day, then you'll be able to let a fucking woman go. They're not just that. They're not that important. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Let me get to the next question. So let me get this straight. Game is knowledge of self. No, take out purpose. Throw out purpose. That's that PUA. That's that bullshit that you heard on YouTube. Throw out purpose. No. Self-development is not knowing how to talk to women. Self-development is learning how to communicate with yourself. That's why the puzzle, and the puzzle pieces explain. I am never communicating to the woman. I'm only communicating to myself first to figure out what I want to say to lead her where I want to go. I don't communicate to the woman first. I communicate to myself first to know what I'm going to say and where I'm going to lead her. Thus, then I communicate with her. But it's going to look like I'm communicating with her. But I'm communicating with myself first. Everything is a communication of oneself. Where do I want to make her smile? See that? Communicating myself. Do I want to make her laugh? Communication myself. Do I want to make her think? Communication myself. What do I want to do? I'm communicating with myself. And once I got that answer, I'm going to fucking do that shit, regardless if she likes it or not. But I'm not going to beg for shit. You know what I mean? I'm not going to beg for shit. I'm new here, and I really don't know how to talk to women. I want to build my gang up from the ground up. Where do I start? Your puzzle pieces. Your puzzle pieces. Let me help you, young man. I'm going to tell you where you went wrong. You're going wrong because you're looking at learning how to talk to women. That's where y'all fucking up, man. You can't win or get good with women when you are trying to communicate with a woman. The thing that you've got to do, The thing that you've got to do, as I told you before, the communication has to start first with either your detective or your scribe. Let me find scribe. These two guys, detective or scribe, that's communication. Because the detective is saying, even though she looks good, he's going to do the reconnaissance and saying, okay, she looks good, so what? So fucking what? What can she bring to us? Let me start to investigate to see what she brings to our kingdom, sire. Okay, that's one way. But also the communication that you should have is with your scribe. Talking to yourself every day, coming up with ideas of things that you want to do, how you want to expose and express yourself to a woman. But once you are done with that, that's not the end. It is just one step of a million more steps. See, all you guys can tell yourself to do shit, but the reason why you're not doing shit is because you're not taking it to your marketing team. See, in your mind, you have a way to market yourself, but you've got to sell whatever idea you have to yourself first, to believe in that. But in order for that shit to stick, once it's there, you got to bring it to the floor. This is why I'm going to do it, and this is what I'm going to do, and I don't care how beautiful she is, I'm going to do it. And then it becomes a non-negotiable, and then you will be able to do it. Once it becomes a non-negotiable, it falls into your library. And then you can start taking the information and start building your amusement park, your drug lab. You can start building your culinary school. I mean, there's so many things that you can build. Your guide, start working your studio. There's so many things because you're building a blueprint for yourself and not the woman. You're building it for yourself, brothers. That's what I'm trying to say. This is why what we teach is so deep in this month. It's deep. It's deep. It's not talking to the woman. That's where y'all guys are getting all this wrong. You think it's talking to the woman. It's not talking to the woman, okay? It's not talking to the woman. It's being able to talk to yourself and push yourself and learn yourself and understand yourself and know that if she's fucking with me, I got you. The only question is, do you want to go down this door? Do you want to see yourself in a way you've never seen yourself? You can say no, and we can end this right now. but you're not going to go away because there ain't going to be another, you'll never meet a motherfucker to talk to you the way I talk to you. You'll never need a motherfucker that is talking to you from land, sea, and air. You'll never meet a motherfucker like me. And that's the beautiful thing, man. What do the puzzle pieces represent? No, again, stop. Okay. The greatest mistake that you surface dwellers do is you're always trying to find an end result out of everything instead of doing the process of learning it yourself. Please understand this. And I have said this since fucking I've been doing this for over 30 years. My job is not here to tell you how to think. And if I answer that question, I'm telling you how to think. So then I'm failing you. What I'm trying to do is show you how to think for your fucking self and find the answers for yourself to build your fucking self for yourself. To be able to express yourself to a woman before you knock yourself down. You got, y'all guys have got to stop this tell me what I need to know shit, because y'all in the wrong place. Brother, let me tell you something about marriage and kids. Listen, I am not here to tell you not to get married, nor am I here to tell you to get married. I'm not here to tell you to get kids or not to have kids. I'm not telling you to be in a relationship or not to have one. What I'm trying to show you is that when you learn value and worth, and one day you realize your core, which you haven't seen yet or don't know anything about. Oh, wait, shit. Fresh. I think it kicked me out again. Give me a second, guys. I don't know why it keeps throwing me out. Hold on a second. Let me go to this. I'm sorry, guys. It just kicked me out. I'm sorry. It threw me out. But let me finish telling y'all this shit. Let me say something to y'all. Because I don't think y'all understand something that y'all missing the point. Once you reach your core, oh, what the fuck? I don't know why it keeps throwing me out. Hold on. Let me see if it's, I don't know. It just throws me out. All right, looks like we're okay. I don't know why it just keeps kicking me out, but I'm trying to explain it. It's what the world doesn't want me to tell you this shit. Let me explain to y'all guys. Hopefully it'll keep going, but listen. Once you reach your core, you will understand that the value and worth of your name, your sperm, and this thing called your legacy. But you don't know it yet. So I'm not saying that you're going to get there. I'm just saying that you are going to want to duplicate you. You are going to want to carry over your name. Even in your death, you are going to live on like time, game, and life. But you're not ready for that. But what I'm saying is that never let another man or YouTuber tell you not to get married or not to have kids. I will never push that on you. I will never say don't or to do it. You must know your value and worth to know if you want to push your legacy and your bloodline. But you must know what you are to yourself. And then you can find someone, because here's the thing. I'm telling you, when you get here, every woman's going to want to marry you. Every woman's going to want to have your kid. Every woman is going to cherish your sperm. So finding a wife is not going to be hard, because it's an honor and a privilege to have your sperm and your name. We just don't give that away. So I'm just saying for you, all you guys, all right, all you guys out here, I'm not saying that you have to get married. I'm saying when you reach a level of yourself, the arrogance of you, the narcissist, the egotistical motherfucker of you. Always remember, even back in the days, kings and emperors, they always knew about bloodlines and pushing the name to go beyond their death. Because even in their death, they can still have their rulers, one that rules the next generation will still have some of the mannerisms of the bloodline to keep continuing on the bloodline. But I'm saying, Steve is, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that for you to be able to get married, I am not here. See, everybody wants to scare you and say marriage is bad. Marriage is not bad for me. Marriages ain't bad for me, and the motherfuckers I fuck with ain't bad for us. So I'm saying that I'm not telling you not to, and I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying you choose to do it. Remember, the problem is, let me show y'all, you guys are like this, then you got your parents like this, and then you got the YouTubers on top of you like this. So you got two layers on top of you telling you what you should be doing with your life, and you don't even see the shit. You got motherfuckers that you don't even know telling you that you shouldn't get married. You got that coming from this way, and then you got your mom and dad telling you about your religion, your political affiliation, all that shit. Everybody's pulling at you their way, Pinocchio, and you can't even think for yourself. So I'm just saying for you guys out there that I'm saying let's peel away the YouTubers and what they say. Let's peel away what mom and dad says and think for yourself. I'm saying think for yourself. Think for your listen. If you don't want to have a family, don't have one, but don't have a family because someone told you that you don't even fucking know. I mean, even you, listen, you know your parents, you know all the fucking lies that they tell. Wait, watch when we get to May. Watch when we get to May. And around Mother's Day, I'm going to show you even the woman that has loved you and had you in her belly is still going to fuck you over. Watch. Watch me tell you on Mother's Day. Now you, watch I tell you to ask your mother and watch her lie right in your fucking face. Even the woman that loved you and had you is still team woman. She's women first before you. I promise you. And I'll prove that shit. And that's what I'm saying. YouTubers, parents, we got to get rid of those things. And we've got to find ourselves and make our choices ourselves. You cannot make a choice. That's why I say don't make a choice off of me. I don't want you to make choices off of me. I am trying to show you that you have the freedom to make the choices for yourself. But also, through that freedom, this is why we talk about in your mind, of course, one of the places that you should be working out every day, and that is your mental gym. Your mental gym not only gives you mental toughness, also gives you the strength to be able to move beyond what you are today to do the things that you want to do tomorrow. But nobody, see, people, you know what's amazing? They don't want you to know this shit. Nobody wants you to win, dog. I don't understand. They just tell you shit, and they don't even get this deep. They don't tell you this. They don't tell you this. I'm saying to you, matter of fact, fuck it. Fuck Mother's Day. Tomorrow, all you guys listening to me, tomorrow, because we're going to do a show tomorrow, or was it today? Tomorrow, I got a few hours. Everybody listen to me. I want you tomorrow, call your mother. Mom, I love you. Mom, I love you. Mom, I appreciate you. And then say this. You got two things to say. You can say, Mom, I met a girl, and I'm thinking about taking her on a date. What do you think I should do? Give me some pointers, Mom, of what I should do. And the woman is going to lie. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Be nice. Open doors. Take her to a restaurant. Be a gentleman. She going to fuck you over. Try. I'm telling you. Do it tomorrow and see what I'm saying. As, Mom, I'm going on a date. Give me some ideas. Bring her flowers. Bring her chocolates. Women like that. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, do that shit. Do that shit. Guys, I'm not lying to you. Do that. Hey, guys, tomorrow we might do a friend zone show because it's been a long time since we did a friend zone show. But I'm saying to y'all guys, do that shit tomorrow. Tell Mom I love you. Now, listen, guys. She's going to tell you to be a gentleman. She's going to tell you to be nice. She's going to tell you to open the door. Watch. You think I'm fucking lying? Do that tomorrow. Mom, I love you. Mom, I just want to say I appreciate you. Hey, Mom, by the way, hey, I met this great girl. Mom, I'm thinking about taking her on a date. Where should I go? Bring her to the nicest restaurant you can. Make sure you open the door and be a gentleman. If there's a puddle, take off your jacket and put it over the puddle, right? Right? You got to see it for yourselves. You got to see it. But then, guys, this is where the rubber is going to hit the road. Now, for all you guys out there that you have a single mom, all right, you have a single mom, okay? After she tells you that shit, say, Mom, tell me about Dad. He was an asshole. He never listened to me. He did his own thing. He ain't shit. Watch. It never fails. He was narcissistic. He never listened to me. He did. She going to say all that. But then it begs the question. If Dad was all those fucked up things, why did you fuck him? Don't say that to your mom, but you'll see what I'm saying, man. You'll see what I'm saying. If your mom is single and divorced or whatever, or you're from a single parent, it's all cool. Just ask your mom about that date, and she's going to be like, you know what? Oh, you need to be sweet, and you need to open the car door and all this other stuff. Oh, okay, Mom, I got that. Hey, Mom, by the way, can you tell me about Dad? Hell, he wasn't shit. That motherfucker, fuck your father. That motherfucker ain't shit, motherfucker. He wasn't shit when I first. What? Y'all think I'm lying to you? Watch that shit, dog. It's going to be like, whoa, Mom, you're giving me the wrong advice then. Maybe I need to be more like my motherfucking dad who ain't give a shit. Cleansing your mind so you never get hurt is the best way to hang up. No, man, you see you on that feminine shit, dude. You on that woman shit. Get out of your fucking feminine, dude. I'm going to tell you why you cleanse your mind, because all you guys that listen to all that hypergamy, high-value man, no-fap, and all that bullshit, that's that extra layer of shit that you have got entwined in you. That's why you're in the fucking feminine. How the fuck are you going to cleanse something you can't even reach yet? You can't reach the mind dweller. You're outside of your fucking self. Fucking get... You know what hurts? What hurts is, let me show you. Let me show you what hurts. Let me show you what hurts. What hurts is when I got this headset on and I'm playing Call of Duty And I know I got a clean shot of that motherfucker. Okay, I can't kill him now. I'm going to go around to the left side. Oh, I'm going to kill that. I'm going to snipe that motherfucker. And you know what hurts? Is when his boy's behind me and kills me. That's what fucking hurts. I'm playing Madden. Oh, it's 4th and 1. I got the perfect fucking play. I right, 28 Z left, split tangos. I know this motherfucker's going to rotate. He's been blitzing me from the fucking left side. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift my line to the right side. I'm going to go and protect. I'm going to bring my tight end around that way. I'm going to drop back, 1, 2, 3, step and drop back. But yet, he knows what the fuck I'm going to do. You know what hurts? Is when I throw it to the left and he picks me off for a touchdown. That fucking hurts. That's what fucking hurts. But a woman? Man, come on, man, with that bullshit. There ain't no hurt. I'm competitive. I hurt when I lose. I'm competitive. Do y'all understand? I need to show y'all when I was on TV. I need to show y'all my fat me when I was on Mad Nation 3. Let me see if I can find that shit. Hold on. Madden Nation. I want to show you the toilet bowl. Hold on, let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all when I was on the toilet bowl champ. I think this is me, homie. See, yeah, this is me. Yeah, let me show y'all shit. Let me.